fruit on this one.
Sorry, do we need more chairs?
Yeah.
So everybody knows, as soon as we say open the meeting, blah, 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 you're all on tape. Or whatever it is. Digitally recorded. So we're going to open the meeting at 1 minute after.
And in this room, the benefit of the doubt that you're all here with the best interests of taxpayers, Eden U Sports, everybody in mind. After listening to the audio of the meeting 2 weeks ago on the 25th, I kind of like was like, okay, this is business as usual. The respect I had given of like, you guys are listening to us, we hear you, you hear us. I don't think that's there, unfortunately. I'm not here to play ball. I don't play ball with my kids' rights and their rights to equal access to opportunities for sports. I don't play ball about discrimination. I don't play ball about sexism. I'm not here to play any games in that way. I brought, and as well as other families, to the attention of this board and the committee to start, of the issues that were going on as far as not allowing these girls access to uniforms as the boys were. Not only were they discriminated against once by not getting them, they were then discriminated against again when the committee voted no, even though they very plainly knew what we were saying and asking, because in Christina's email, it clearly states inequality is an issue. So it was known that that was a problem. Brought that to your attention. You guys were listening. But at this point, listening to Tim, you talk about your blood pressure and why was your blood pressure up?
So my blood pressure's up because when you make, so we work for the state, the town and the state, and we have to abide by rules and laws.
Yep.
So when you say somebody's been discriminated against,
yeah,
that's a civil offense. We have very strict steps that we have to take if you are filing a formal complaint. So we asked you that. Are you filing a formal complaint? I did not get an answer.
You didn't ask about that part. I was asked about the open meeting.
That as well, same thing. But
which
any of these are
is here, and I am not just running my mouth, Leslie. I have
their laws,
the receipts for it, and
so you're. This is a formal complaint.
Formal complaint.
Okay, so we've got 10 days to address this with the state's attorney. If I read my stuff right, is that right?
I don't know. I'll have to look.
I have to read it again, but I read all through this stuff. Okay, so we've got 10 days to address that.
So you were upset because I brought facts to your attention about things that were happening.
So here's, so I penned an email, which we didn't send.
I heard.
Because you said very clearly, one, some injustice had been done.
Yep.
Which, and you said we agreed to that, and I didn't think we agreed that an injustice had been done. I think a mistake had been made, and I think, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
We thought a mistake had been made. That's fine. The mistake was somebody looked at uniforms, and there was a guy here that apologized for that.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name.
That's Nick. He was the coordinator of
Nick, or whatever. And he said, oh, I thought they were good enough, but he clearly misread the uniforms or whatever. So they only bought boys' uniforms or whatever because they thought the girls' uniforms were good enough. I happen to know, because I've had kids and grandkids go through this program for years. Every year, you buy the boys' uniforms this year, you buy the girls' uniforms next year. You buy the boys' uniforms this year. That's how they used to do it when my grandkids
were. Yep.
I don't know what's been done since then, but that's how it was done then, because I asked.
Yeah, they've been co-ed since then, so those uniforms were co-ed. They were boys and girls. They've been, for the past 3 years, they've been worn by boys and girls.
So you're telling me they're both on the same team now?
Yeah.
No, they were.
Uniform.
There were co-ed teams.
Yeah.
They've always had co-ed teams since There's pictures on it all.
I'm not up to speed on that, so.
But there, yes, they're co-ed. I understand that.
I'm trying to,
so.
This year, well, there was a 3-4 team that's co-ed.
So as I chuck along a little further in the whole conversation, I didn't see, and I heard other people say, I don't think this was a boy-girl discrimination thing. I think it was a, and I don't know if you can even say boy-girl anymore, but whatever. It was a mistake that was made. You clearly said you didn't expect to be reimbursed for the uniforms that somebody bought. I think that's correct, right?
I don't know if I clearly said that.
It was Ryan.
It was Ryan who said that? Okay, somebody said that. Didn't want to be reimbursed for the, you guys bought some, somebody bought some uniforms for the girls.
Parents that had already paid for their registration fees.
Okay, out of goodness or whatever, they bought it, great. But they bought that without the approval of the committee, correct?
Well, we
that's correct.
Asked the committee. There was no approval needed for us to buy them because we aren't on the committee and part of it.
But the committee,
we purchased them.
So the committee said no.
Yep.
They voted on it.
And they voted on it.
Yep.
And that means no.
Yeah.
That's very simple to me.
Yeah, that's very simple. And what they voted for was discriminatory.
Are you filing a formal discrimination?
How do I file that? I have contacted the VPA and have already reached out to them on what I need to do next. The next step is the Human Rights Commission.
Yeah, whatever you got to do.
Okay.
I guess. Because if you truly believe that was some discriminatory act
by
the board.
I am not alone in that truly believe.
Well, then the burden of proof is on you.
Okay.
That's how it works, right?
Yeah.
It's you're accusing people of doing something.
It's factual. It's not not accusing of what has happened.
So
there does not need to be intent. We do not need to prove intent that they intended to be discriminatory.
I'm not a judge or a lawyer or a jury.
I'm just
That's
helping
who you will have to talk to, not us. We are not going to be the referees.
No, we found that out.
Through a contest between you and you. No offense to any of you. That's not what we do. The committee's in place. They voted. I thought very clearly told you, if you want to have a vote on the committee, get on the committee.
We've been trying to, and we've been showing up as you've asked. We've shown up
you've
to select
done.
Board meetings.
That's
we've
great.
Shown up to committee meetings.
Right.
Our voice is not wanting to be heard. It's not a part. We talk.
So no. We're hearing you very clearly that you disagree with a decision that they made based on you think they were discriminating, and you went back, they said no again, so now you think that's wrong. Doesn't make it wrong. It just makes it the decision they made. And what do you expect me or him or any of us to do about it? What is your end goal here?
Our end goal is this committee is assigned to 1-year appointments, correct?
Yep.
What happens when you have 4 people who have signed up for a committee that only has 2 spots left?
Well, there's 5 spots open right now, and the committee, due to all this noise, has been completely wiped out because of state regulations, because we're not allowed to do what we were doing with the committee before, which was, hey, you're the committee, here's some money, and go do your thing. We're not allowed to do that, and we have to do something different there, correct?
The money part, yeah.
The money part, okay? So that's all changing very rapidly based on what you guys brought up. So
no more bylaws. It has to be a policy.
It's a policy.
No longer can be.
Which you asked us to give you input on.
Yep.
And only one thing was added in there that we gave 10 ideas for input on, which we thought.
Did they have a copy of the new one?
Yep.
Yes, I sent it to them.
The brand new lawyer version? Because we had to get the lawyer to rewrite it.
Yeah. Is that what's so maddening for
yes,
everybody?
Yes, it's very difficult to
that
navigate
all of this
stuff.
That because people are bringing up things that are not okay, and it creates more work, which I can empathize with. It's never fun for anybody. Nope. But this is for the kids. That's what everybody is consistent. It's not happening for the kids. We don't have baseball. I have a list here. These are all of the other towns that signed up, had their kids sign up no later than February 6th for baseball and softball registration, and Eden couldn't get it out until March 3rd on their Facebook page.
We're not going to resolve any of that stuff.
I'm just pointing out, these are things that we've been bringing to your attention that are not happening with this committee, and it needs something. It needs either oversight, which is what you've been, is, I don't know if
that's
what your attorney has said, is with going on, but something to make sure that there's accountability across the board, that things are being done fairly, equally, and able access to all Eden families.
Okay, point taken. That's your goal.
Okay.
So you're going to file, this is a formal complaint, so we'll be moving forward on that within 10 days for the open meeting law. And I, to be quite honest with you, I don't know what happens next. I just know I read the part that said if you file that, it's 10 days.
Yep.
I just know that part. I don't know what happens after that. I don't know what we do.
I know. So, I read it online too, and it's kind of...
It's a little mushy.
Yeah.
So we'll figure it out. Or we'll have the lawyer figure it out. That's what we pay it for. So as we go forward with this, last select board meeting, was it, or two meetings ago, we interviewed some folks.
Three.
Was it three? I don't know.
This is the third one. Four. That's why I thought we should get the interviews done so we can get the appointments taken care of. We've been long enough.
Yeah, we want
to
get
this. I talked with Melissa this morning.
Get this off the thing. So whoever wants to be on, and I assume you're still interested in that.
I'm not so sure I am.
Well, completely up to you.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not, then you don't have to be interviewed.
I honestly feel like after the meeting minutes from last week and hearing the discussions happening kind of behind the scenes, I don't know if I want to be on a committee that is overseen by the select board. It felt disrespectful.
It's going to be way different than it is now, because a lot of the autonomy of that committee is gone. Because that's the law. I can't fix it.
Well, just to clarify, it's only the money piece. You're not going to be completely overseeing what they're doing.
No. You can do basically whatever you do. But if you decide we're going to buy if you get together as a committee and let's say you're on it and you all vote, we're buying uniforms for everybody, and we have money to do it and all that stuff, and you come and tell us, and we go, oh well, you know what? There's a whole bunch of stuff that needs to be done next year on the field, and we're looking at all these other monies and all this stuff, then we're probably going to say no, unfortunately. And I'm just completely hypothetical. It's just, or we would look at it and go, oh yeah, great idea, let's do it. But all those things are going to have to be approved here now, which makes my blood pressure go up, I guess.
The season, basketball season just ended. So what should be looked at with the whole sports association is, what conditions are the uniforms in now? What do we need to do? So then that way you're on top of it. You're not waiting till the day basketball starts that you need to change the uniform.
Sure.
That's just my thought on some of this stuff. But hopefully you can get you got a coordinator in there supposed to coordinate all this. Everything is all laid out. Your assistant coordinator.
This is going to change.
I feel just what I could see going on. Nick was doing at least 75% of the work and the coordinating of all the stuff. This is just my, because I saw him at the field working. I've seen him at games. He ref. He did a lot. But he's not there now. So
this very
specifically. And then we didn't reorganize the board. I'm sorry for that. We did three of the interviews. Tonight, you guys had already left. We asked anybody wants to do it. We got those out of the way.
Right. You guys had it.
You guys wanted to look. You wanted this in place before you did your interview, correct? Well, this is it. We've had the lawyer look at it, and
we actually put
it together.
It's on our agenda. The next thing is to look at actually hear from the existing, I guess we call them pro tem, interim committee, because we had to do something in between because there is other sports stuff happening and they need to keep moving on it.
Not really.
Right? Well, soccer's coming up, right? And
yes.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't I read you can still sign up for baseball until April something?
T-ball is open forever. T-ball is always open for sign up.
I don't know.
It is. This is fact. It's fact. I've talked to the Little League coordinator for the county. T-ball is always open for sign-up. They do not close it. Everything else has a closed date unless you specifically talk to the Little League director.
Right. Okay. So, anyways, I thought I read somewhere you could sign up until sometime late in April. But I don't. I could be wrong. And I'm wrong very often. So, that's me. So
I have a quick question. If
sure.
You could.
What happened to the EMU Sports Facebook page and their email account? Does anybody know?
Yes. I asked Nick to get rid of the Facebook page, removing to the website.
Right.
And the email account?
That I don't. It's like it doesn't work.
That's the reason I was here, just to find out who I communicate with, because I went on
I don't know about the
email account. I went on the Facebook page because I had asked a question like, hey, you know, I was instructed to sign my son up for Hyde Park, you know, and which I was going to go do, but then I was like, but is there an EMU team? Because that might sway whether I sign him up or not, you know. And so I asked that question, then it didn't get answered. So I went on to see if it had gotten answered. I just missed it. And I'm like, oh, where'd the page go? I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'll just email whatever the email was on the website, and it got kicked back that it didn't exist. So then I was like, oh, okay, well, maybe they have, you know, like contact information. Then I realized that this meeting was tonight. I'm like, oh, perfect.
Right. So you're looking for information.
I'm looking for information.
Maybe he was the one who made the account and deleted it. I don't know.
Yeah.
And just should also say that I have time, and we'll happily interview you. So we're kind of in the middle. I have time, you know, and I know that it's really hard because everyone's working and it's hard to. I have time. I work from home, and you know, do you have any football? Baseball now, he's third grade.
Okay, I can send you a link.
Okay, now is there a 3-4 team though for Eden? Do you know?
They have age things, and nobody knows because it depends on how many Eden kids sign up. If there's enough Eden kids, it will field here. If there's not, they're going to combine with Hyde Park.
Because I was, the reason I went on to, because it was trying to make me pay the money to sign up. I'm like, well, I don't really want to pay that if it's, and then I was like, well, maybe I still might sign up.
So in the Facebook thing, we want to make the Facebook so it's an informational page
only.
Absolutely.
Not a page where we can bash one another back and forth. I hate that shit.
Yeah.
I really do.
So what we've done is we pulled that Facebook page. The Town of Eden page is read look only, right? Currently. And we're working hard as we can. We all have real jobs besides this to build a policy for any outward facing Eden page. I don't care if it's youth sports, I don't care if it's the beach, I don't care if it's the, they will all be only read only, no comments, no posts
nothing.
Or
informational.
I don't care if they're
informational
only.
Is
there it
happening?
Is and then there'd be an email address that's the contact to and we haven't really decided all of this stuff, so I'm kind of speaking off the cuff just a little bit, but I have a lot of thoughts on it, and it's the contact address on there is going to be, when that email goes out, it'll go to whoever's the beach manager, for example, and a copy will go here. You won't, you just fill out a contact form, click the button, it's going to go to both places, so we have records of everybody that's asking questions, and if they get answered, and so on and so forth. Trying to make it, because if we're, if you got a page that's saying the Town of Eden, then you can't have dumb stuff on it.
Or people being blocked from it.
Yeah, and I'm not sure, I don't think you're blocked.
I'm not blocked now.
Well, nobody's blocked, everybody's blocked. But I think everybody was, I couldn't do certain
nobody
things on that page. I think he tried to
block.
Nobody had access to it. I had no access.
It doesn't matter.
I just want to vote for that to make sure we keep a Facebook page as far as a form of communication. We're going to have an official access point for a lot of families that use that and they utilize it, like get on real quick to look at that versus a web page, which can be hard to navigate. But I also think a web page is great because that can provide way more
information
than a Facebook.
They will both be as interactive as that.
Perfect.
You know, you can't write
with
on it. You can't do anything. You're just outward with a functioning email.
So that's currently there's no way for anyone to get in touch with the sports committee.
Because we don't really have a sports committee as far as
right.
I know.
We've got a
Right now you have three people on the sports committee.
That's That's not my understanding from, I just was going to be representing for the baseball stuff to continue.
Until we get this thing ratified.
Right.
We decide.
But so there's no way to contact.
Who are going to appoint.
Who would they contact?
For baseball.
Like you're saying, Park. More kids might sign up, but how would they do that? Who would they contact?
Well, Hyde Park, because that's how we sign up.
It's on the website. Information's available.
Yeah, I know like they used to hand out flyers that said like the QR code. Because I actually had to say to my husband, can I send you a picture of the QR code?
And the paper until you use it.
Yeah,
and then have all this. The kid didn't bring the paperwork home, you forgot it, but you don't have this mess you got here now.
I'm not a computer person, I'm sorry.
I have to listen to Tim and listen to you guys. I have no idea, I have no desire, not on it, I don't have it, and I don't want it. And so I have to listen to the ideas are good because he seems to know all about it.
I
don't think Ricky's going to do it either, so we have to rely on Tim and everybody else's knowledge. So I apologize for that. I'm not that person. When I went to school in here, I'm old. But they hand you a piece of paper, you took it home with your folks, and then that's how you got it, and you took it back to school.
Right, signed up.
Or you got a boot.
That's how they used to be for our kids.
But times have changed. I understand that part of it, and you're trying to get to it.
For your point, we're working on it. We're trying to move this stuff forward to get this, the rules or whatever you want to call them, the policy in place so that we can have an official committee. Once that happens and we're going to appoint the people that we've interviewed to the committee, and then off we'll go based on these rules. And with that, somebody would have, I don't know how we're going to get a Facebook page built. Somebody may volunteer, blah, 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 or whatever. We can figure it out.
I mean, that should be in the policy, another role.
I don't know the answer.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy if I was on the committee to help in any way I can.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
that's understood. Yeah, like, so, all right. So I think points made. Excellent. Thank you. I get it. I don't necessarily have to agree with it to get it. So there you go. Right.
I just want to have mutual respect as far as I come in here with respect for everybody here, and the audio did not share that.
Well, I apologize for that if that's the way it came across, but I don't have to agree with you to get your point, understand your opinion, and try to move forward on the problem, right? Whatever it is.
I don't agree with you either, right?
You don't have to. That's the rules, right? We don't have to agree. We still like each other. Yeah. It's not like we...
The thing is, we'll say at this meeting, we all don't have to agree, but when we walk outside that door, we got to leave the stuff in here.
That's right.
You can't take it home with you because of the eat out.
You guys can't, but I have kids involved, and I have to take it home and deal with it. So it's not the same. I get that.
But you get the idea.
I appreciate that, yes.
I don't...
No, but if you were on the committee...
Yeah.
And you made a vote, and you were, say you got outvoted. You have to live with that at that point.
It's just the way it is.
It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And it's not always fair. I can hear you a thousand times. Three and a half years, something. You can bet we didn't always agree on everything. You can bet we've had some pretty good discussions about what we're doing.
Sure.
You know, but when we're done, okay. If it was...
I lost.
If you lose or I lose the vote, you know, and I don't care if it's uniforms or if it's whatever it is, that's the way it is. Now, if I feel there's something over and above that, well, then you have the absolute right to move on up that ladder. But that ladder, we're the bottom rung on that ladder. We can't be... we don't decide things like that, right? That's not us.
And I think that's part of us being naive to the situation, just because, according to like the website and stuff, like the town, the select board oversees the sports committee. So we thought like, okay, so if we like ask them for assistance with this, they might be able to help us, point us in the right direction, whatever. And that's obviously us being naive to it, and I'm like, thank you for explaining where to go.
Yeah, we're not empowered just because we're voted in here to say, oh, geez, you guys made a mistake, so we're going to overrule you. That's, we can't do that.
Yep.
That's not us.
No, we understand that.
Okay, that's, yep. So you can understand my frustration a little bit, too, is my gut instinct is to go make decisions. That's what I do for a living, practically, right, all day. Is make a, you gotta make a decision, do something. Ricky makes decisions every day.
We all do, yes.
Right? So that's your human nature wants to make a decision, and mm-hmm. I'm not able to do that. And I shouldn't do that. Not qualified in that. Right? I mean, we're not. We're just somebody that got voted into office here.
Well, if there's a problem with the sports committee, and you brought it to us, and then, now we're trying to address it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right.
And we're trying to do it because of the language it was used, equality,
mm-hmm. yes.
That's why the attorneys get involved.
Had to get
involved. Because we want to make sure that it's done properly.
Perfect. Okay.
So that's what we got to do.
So that's why you want to know if that, until there's a formal complaint,
we've already
discussed a little bit with the attorney. Now we'll have to move on with the attorney.
Right, right.
Yep.
So that's what happens, right? We don't have any.
Right, and that's. I get it. Like, that's what Hannah was saying. Like, the idea that, like, I'm telling you these facts of what's going on.
But
what am I didn't understand that.
Yeah.
That's what I have to do.
Yes. Okay.
Right there.
Good. So there you go. So that. All right. So I think.
Next.
Can I just clarify? Did you use the model form? So is everything in there that needed to be in there?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
Yes.
Are you doing other interviews for the committee?
I don't have time tonight.
Okay,
no.
What would work for you guys?
If you want to be on the committee, we started to interview folks.
I know Ryan wanted to interview.
I think Ryan did.
I think.
Because we had to go outside of Eden to play baseball, we now travel half hour away to play, and he has practice 4 nights a week. So. I can get his schedule, and
he did email me once. He didn't respond back since I responded to him, but we can somewhat rearrange the agenda if he can make it at some point in the evening.
Okay, so there's no way to do like a, I don't know what you call it, like a special meeting or something to get those taken care of, or you want to
get them?
No, we could do it. I don't know. Do you want to?
Whatever, we'll try in here, but
yeah,
listen, I've got two jobs I'm trying to do. I got jobs that I got to start. This is, that's why I haven't done any more with this over here.
Season,
I work for myself and I work at a company. So I have a hard enough time to make this in here. I mean, if we got to make it, we'll have to make it later at night. That's all.
That work for you? Right, might work better.
Because his practices are,
it's
7:30 or later than that when he's.
Yeah, I can
practice.
Be reasonably flexible.
It's 6:30 now. We'll probably be here until 8 tonight.
Yeah. We'll be here
8, 9 o'clock.
So, give us your schedules or whatever, and we'll work something out. I mean, because if not, then you got to wait for 2 weeks, right?
Right.
We have a meeting every...
Well, and just keep in mind, if you want to get this done in a couple of weeks, it takes a while to communicate. I mean, you guys have email. That's easy. They don't use email. So, it takes a little while to communicate with all of them, get on the same schedule.
Listen, this seems to make any time you want. I'm sorry about that door. Head that way in here and start making
nothing
my own money. To be honest. So, it doesn't matter to me. I'm serious. So, I'm doing the best.
Sometimes it's playing phone tag with them or hand delivering something to their house saying, this is the information. I need something from
you.
So, the sooner the better if we could try to figure out a date or something.
I'll try to make it thing in there. We do something 6 or 6:30 at night would be better.
Yeah.
Does he not have practice any specific nights?
Oh, let's see. He has practice Monday, Tuesday, Fridays. Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, I think. Something like that. Or Monday,
so
Tuesday,
Wednesday,
Thursday, Saturday.
Wednesday night would work.
I think Wednesdays are pretty.
So yeah, you can maybe double check that and let me know.
After 6,
and if that's the case, then we'll just.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be able to get home.
I'll double check with him and I'll send you confirmation on it.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
More involved,
the
better.
And then you two can do the same time as him?
I'm sure I can.
We
can't
hear
something next meeting.
Yeah, I can.
I mean,
it's
easier
if you do it all at once.
It takes 10 minutes. It's not like long. We don't have any, light detectors or.
I want more people to be involved. My kid's going to play in Hyde Park. I'm kind of done. So she's going to Hyde Park for basketball, soccer, and ball next year. She's already there for softball this year. So I don't know if me being on an EdenU sports committee is fair to people who have kids that need to participate in Eden. I have the luxury of being able to drive my kids there, so. But that's the other thing. Like, in the policy, I saw that, like, if there's a vacant seat and that more people, like, if somebody else wants to join, that you can.
Like, at any point during the year, right?
That's
not
the
just
way it's
on
written,
March 4th.
Yeah, right. It doesn't have to wait.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's, I think, a really
that's what
good
I read
change.
Anyway.
That's a good change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, are you saying you don't want
to,
or you're not sure?
I'm going to have to mull it over for a little bit, Melissa. I will let you know as soon as possible, but I'm...
I have a reason.
Yeah.
One lawyer.
Okay, I don't know.
All right, well, thank you.
Right.
So, next. All right, well, where are we working?
EdenU Sports. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.
See you later. Bye. So, now we're at EdenU Sports with Christina. Discussing fundraising and summer camp.
Yeah, can we clarify that a little bit? Because I'm not here actually as like an EdenU Sports because I'm not under any impression that that's still continuing based off from the way that those things have gone. And like I said from the last meeting, I don't mind representing to coordinate with the baseball stuff, but we haven't been meeting or really having any conversations. So.
No, and it's understood that you're kind of in a limbo a little bit.
But my understanding is we appointed the three of you to continue on until we've got the full board on there.
Yeah, the only thing going on is baseball, and we're not having it here in Eden unless we get enough kids for a T-ball team. So it's pretty.
Right. And was I mistaken? You can still sign up till April something, right? I read that somewhere.
Yes, you can. And even last time when it was said that you couldn't, you could still sign up.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, but you and I did go on. I could still sign up.
Yes.
But do we know who's getting, like, the roster of how many kids have signed up?
So Eric Borneman is, like, running the Hyde Park rep in the baseball stuff, and then he sends it to myself and Nick, because I don't know a lot of the younger kids. My youngest is in fifth grade. So, like, the T-ball and rookie players, I'm not going to know their names or anything. So Nick is like, this is an Eden kid, this is an Eden kid. And then we're like, okay, we got six Eden kids right now. Or
how many
whatever.
Do we need?
So Nick is helping out?
I don't know the kids, so yes, he's picking out the names.
Yeah.
Okay. Christina, can you send me the information and maybe a link to where they go to sign up, and I'll put it on the website.
Yeah.
There you go. So
yeah, I can do that.
You're really here for regarding fundraising and summer camp.
Yes, but as like a representative from the community and a parent from the school, not as a
citizen.
Yes.
Yeah. So it works either way.
Sorry, yeah, I just don't want the representation to be speaking on behalf of the sports committee, that's all.
Okay.
So you're under the citizens.
So you're speaking under citizens' input.
Yep.
For the sports. That's sports. Okay.
This is Caitlin Locke here. She has a son who plays on all the EdenU sports teams. She's extremely helpful in all of these things. And she has concocted this fundraising plan that's going to cover a lot of what EdenU Sports expends for the seasons for sports. She has some information and some budgeting here for you guys to look at.
This was your middle of the night thing.
Yeah, this is when I woke up at 2 a.m. couldn't sleep. I'm like, how can I fundraise for the sports? What can I do? And I crafted it all up and then threw it all in a plan.
Cool.
My name is Caitlin Locke. I am a Waterville resident technically, but as Christina said, my fifth grader plays for Eden. He has played for Mooresville and Hyde Park when there weren't enough teams before, so I've been exposed to when there was times you just didn't have enough players. I'm familiar with registration fees at different towns. I drafted up this camp because I ordered some jerseys for soccer last year. They're more t-shirt based. The lettering wore, it cracked a lot easier than an actual jersey. So what I was crafting up was a fundraiser to allow new jerseys for soccer. This would allow, I do have a few printed. And I have a couple different options on here. You could include budgeting for registration fees as well. So it kind of gives it a layout, because I think one thing, and this is a higher registration fee, and this is the current registration fees as they are. So if you guys wanted to look at those, that's the current registration, and this is if we increased it some. So currently, the registration fees are $35 per player, $50 for siblings to giving them a discount. The reason why I drafted this up was including a total registration. So I ran the registrations for soccer and basketball last year. Even though I'm not on the committee, I've been drafting the flyers that get printed. I've been creating the QR codes. I've been ordering the jerseys. I have been working with the high schoolers to make the jerseys, to make it more cost effective. I just want the sports, youth have sports. So I use the registration based off last year to get the number for count for jerseys. So it includes all ages. I counted the second graders moving up to third grade. The sixth graders are moving on to seventh grade. And we budgeted, okay, these are the groups that will most likely be in these brackets. Of course, there could be more or less, give or take, per registration. This is more like an estimated of what we'll be looking at for jerseys. The camp, I have it set up so that it would be a $60 registration fee, which currently Royal County only has two soccer camps that go on. One is, I think, $160 for like a week, which is very costly for parents. And it's usually midday, which is very not convenient for parents. This would be an evening camp, 5:30 to 6:30 on Eden Fields. I've already coordinated with Nick for availability to help me set up the nets and the painting for the fields. I already have four coaches willing to sign up and do it. I'll be looking for three high school students. I've coordinated with the high school coaches at Lamoille Union. They said they have athletes that are very interested in helping out the community. It gives role models from high school to the youth. In retrospect, I also offered in this plan, $100 per coach per week. So this budget covers to allow people who kind of know more what they're doing and have true interest, but it also gives some like high schoolers who are working to pay their car insurances and everything else. Okay, I'm gonna get $100 if I help out 1 hour, 5 days of the week. There's gonna be a 3-4 boys, 3-4 girls. If there is not enough, it will be co-ed. But we've already set it as a limit of 18 kids per field. It'll be first come, first serve. I have it set up as a registration through Microsoft Forms. So it has a time, date, stamp, when kids sign up. So there's no who got, it's literally gonna be spelled out. This is the time, date, they signed up. These are the kids that are going into this group. And 1 week will be 3-4, 1 week will be 5-6.
So would you look for us to put the registration form up on the Edentown website or something?
Yeah, we definitely can. I also have a flyer drafted up that can go to all the elementary schools in Memorial County to really expand it, and it will have a QR code on it towards the registration. So that way, again, we're calling this Memorial County camp. We are including all of the schools.
Oh, so you can almost guarantee you'll get your 18 kids.
Exactly.
Yeah, smart.
So, a little bit about... It's just 1 week. It's 5 days, 1 hour, 5 days for one grade, and then 1 week for the fifth and sixth grade. So it's 2 weeks total, 1 week
each.
Yeah. 1 week for what grades again, you said?
1 week for 3-4 and 1 week for 5-6.
This is for soccer?
Yes.
Okay.
But the fundraising for soccer, based on $60 registration fee, I do have a breakdown for what it costs for 24 soccer balls. Nick let me know that we had 20 soccer balls still from fall that we could use. I accounted for electronic whistles, so that way the coaches can use the whistles to reach out to their staff as the players. I have the coaches fee in here. I also accounted for...
Pretty expensive. I wouldn't have thought of all this stuff.
Because you're not out there playing soccer.
Right, I guess not. No.
So I looked at field paint, and the 24 cans that we could purchase for the field paint for the soccer camp would actually be enough to cover through fall soccer. So I did ask Nick, how much did we go through last year? How many cans did you order? Were we short any? Because I want to know exactly what we were looking at for a budget. Because I think that's where we kind of could expand more with the committee, is kind of planning in advance. And right now is the time to start really planning for the next season. Because as someone who was ordering the jerseys and everything else, doing it while I was in it,
it's tough.
It's tough. So that's why this is kind of laid out for all seasons. Now, I do have it blank for baseball on the side, on the back, because I don't know the amount, and we didn't have a team as of right now, so I don't know what that would look at. I did order the hats last year, extra jerseys that we need for baseball, and the pants. So, I mean, I can look those up, but this fundraiser between doing the soccer camp and the t-shirt sponsorship, which is also falling under the basketball items to consider, I considered us fundraising about $1,500 for the sponsorship t-shirts if we do it again this year. I helped organize that last year. Again, sat with the high school, figured out the sizes, the t-shirts, ordered them, and we would roughly have like $100. I wrote $600 here, but I forgot to add in the cost of the t-shirts and printing for the sponsorships, which is about $400 because I'm able to order shirts out.
So it's about $1,000 or so.
So this is the 606 was the profit, so it would bring it down to about $100 left. So after purchasing everything for soccer, for the camp and fall soccer, and all the basketball stuff, we would have a remaining of probably about $100 left without having to touch the EDU's funds that come from the town.
Right. So you're not asking for permission, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're asking for.
I'm looking for approval to use the fields, use the equipment.
But it's not. Is it
because we don't technically have any new sports that we're asking?
Yes. Correct. Yes.
Correct.
And the other thing is, I'm wondering if it's possible to have this covered under the Eden Youth Sports liability insurance as well, just to cover if there was ever an injury.
I can tell you how that's going to work.
Yeah.
In about 10 minutes, we're going to be reviewing this policy.
Well, I think all that would need to happen is they have to run the camp through Eden Youth Sports.
Right. But, and that would be enough. If we decide to approve this based on the next discussion or make changes, it'll be within the next week or two. Eden Youth Sports will become official again, for lack of a better term.
Not looking at it, I want you to.
And then I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
Who do you guys ask to use the field down there? The school lets you use it now? That's who.
Yeah, but the school actually always tells us that it's the town, and then the town's always like the school.
Well, I think, was it Nick who recently told me that the school doesn't even use those fields?
No, they don't.
That we can't use, so we don't have to.
They give that back? Can that part? We were checking into that.
I thought Dan was.
Dan contacted Dylan to
see if the town can have
that. I think we should contact the school board, and the school board should be talking to Lamoille North School Board to see what they want to do with it.
To see if the town could be
Dylan
part
of that. They're on board with selling it back.
They have to, but they have to do it through very official channels.
Yeah. Yeah.
But nobody's opposed to that, as far as we understand.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
So right now you just know that they would need that, and they're giving that impression.
The reason why they want to give it back to the town is because they don't want to maintain it.
My understanding, that was part of the school that your dad gave that whole area,
that
right?
All of that field from the 10-acre line, which is right about where the power line's crossing the front. There's 10 acres in front of that.
Right to the wedge. To the road.
Look at the Route 100 side. There's like a rectangle there. That's 10 acres minus an acre for the historical society there. And just about where that power line is, from there back to the point you're talking
about,
that all went to Lamoille North.
Right.
Yeah, they don't use the field, so they have no problem with the sport.
That's a dumb question.
It's all based on cost per pupil, so that's why EU Sports is here, because they don't run the kids, the grade school teams through the school
anymore,
because it's cost per pupil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's why Hyde Park has their own ball fields up in Garfield.
That's right. I forgot about that for baseball. Yeah,
yeah. Separate from baseball, soccer, all that's all done up in Garfield.
Yeah, up on the hill. Yeah.
When are you planning on doing the soccer?
In July. It's I believe 14th or 18th and 21st.
Well, so by the time
I have a question.
And then moving on, this will be back official. You'll have official members, you'll have a treasurer, you'll have
If you've already temporarily appointed them, right?
That's my understanding of it.
Honestly, I mean, there's only, to be temporarily or not clear on my standing and then to be accused of the things that we're getting accused on, it's not a comfortable situation until there's, this is what you're doing, and this is how you're doing
it. No, understood. But I get it.
Well, then could you vote in place of Eden Youth Sports for the time being until there's a committee?
We can. I think.
Yeah.
I believe we can.
So go ahead. We'll make a motion.
Well, I'll make a motion that you should be able allowed to run your fundraiser that you propose here in great detail this summer in July to raise money for the kids in the town of Eden. I won't say Eden Youth Sports because don't exist until 10 minutes.
No, it exists.
It exists for the Eden Youth Sports Committee.
Yes,
as we reorganize the committee.
So we're going to run it under Eden Youth Sports.
We're going to run it under Eden Youth Sports by the direction for the next little bit, directed under the select board until we get our feet under us with the committee itself.
Because it's not, this isn't any cost on the town pocket because they're going to, it's going to be self-funded.
Self-funded.
To me, that's a kind of a no-brainer. It's self-funded. You're not taking any money from the town.
Yeah, you're not asking
so
us
that's
to
just
fund
my personal opinion. No, we're talking it's about the kids, so.
Yeah, and the contract would be between
is that a second?
I'll second that.
So Ricky seconded that. All in favor?
Aye.
So then just please get me the details so I can put them on the website whenever they're solidified.
They are ready to go. I have registration form ready. I have the flyers ready. I just wanted to make sure that I had the A-OK before I posted anything.
Yeah,
and the fees will be due prior to camp, so that way the funds are there.
Yeah. Understood.
And then those will be used, and then all the remaining
think
will
Butch
be
has
sent
a question.
To...
Well, I just wanted to make sure that I'm clear for them voting on this in here, that because whatever... Because I won't know. Whatever arrangements you make with these parents and the money you take in would be your responsibility to be able to...
It would be Eden Youth Sports.
It's Eden Youth Sports, so the checks are made
out. No, but I'm just saying, it's not the board that's going to be overseeing this whole thing. We're only giving them the thing into there that we're not... Because I have no way to see the funds, because I don't know where they're going to be. So somebody has to be responsible.
So it'll be whoever the current Eden Youth Sports Committee is.
Okay, so that they know in there. So if somebody wants to see it or be audited or whatever, they have a box on there.
Your treasurer would be the one to take care of all the funds according to this policy.
Yeah,
I understand.
Once we adopt it, yes. So it'll all go through you.
Yes, like basically, Eden Sports will collect everything, bring me all the information, this is how many people registered, these are the fees.
It's audited, that's all.
Is there any chance that
so if there's anything in question, it can be tracked.
Just because the registration form that I have, the registration setup I have,
the problem with that is somebody needs to create it, and it's not us.
Yeah, and with the Venmo, I think you need like personal.
Right. Yeah. That's kind of where we ran into the problem with baseball.
So, but now can you set it up like we pay for like our online?
They can pay online through our system. There are some fees with it.
Yeah.
Okay. Like Venmo anyway, but we do have online payments right through our website.
I'm happy to use that instead of mine, so that way you guys can track all the funds that come through.
Perfect.
I'm more than happy to do that.
How would the money work to go back out? Like the money that comes in for registration fees is going to be going out for some of these costs, right? How would then you get the money?
So the policy is written, so preferably everything comes here, I order it for you, because we're tax exempt.
Right.
We get it all for you, so we would need notice, obviously. You can tell us who to get it from, whatever, who's got the best price, but we should really be ordering everything through here, through the town.
Right.
If
you
not,
can fill out an order form, and just order it, pay through the town here.
Then we don't have to worry about reimbursements.
There's no reimbursements.
It's not impossible to use reimbursements, but it's a lot better all around.
Makes through here.
Basically, just an
order
form. Just come in and hand it to her.
Right here on what the uniforms cost.
So I've been pricing it out to retailers. I actually work through multiple companies to find the best cost I could. I do want to say the jerseys that I'm talking about are covering all ages. I accounted for basketball jerseys in there as well. 22 new ones. We ordered 18 previously. That equals 40, which will cover both 3, 4, and 5, 6. So, and it is the exact same uniform. There is no difference. It's ordering from the same company, same everything. They will all be the same.
So what happens if you don't get, was it 18? Was your cutoff? You need 18 to sign up? Is that what it is?
I have 18 3-4 boys, 18 3-4 girls, then again 18 5-6 boys, 18 5-6 girls.
Bet you in Lamoille County you don't have any problems.
No.
So that will be for Lamoille County. It's not just Eden.
That's
what I wanted. Okay.
It'll be all Lamoille County because within my time of being here, I moved to Lamoille County when my child was in second grade.
soccer and basketball are the two biggest sports in Royal County. Basketball is definitely the number one. So when I see the biggest, that's why I came up with this fundraiser, is knowing that there's all these basketball camps all summer long, but there aren't any soccer. So that's where I was like, that's where we put our focus. It's allowing kids to work on their soccer skills in the summertime because there's nothing that's really that affordable for families to do, which is why I don't think we'll have any trouble filling the slots.
No, you're half the price of it.
Yeah.
You guys do mostly your background checks on everybody when you do that, but like for
baseball.
For the coaches and everything. So you guys take care of that part.
That's been done through the school, Mike.
That's all done through the school.
The questions that are going through my head in here because I just wanted to make sure that,
the school does the background check. Except for baseball now, that's done through this staff sports.
Okay. That's fine. I just want to make sure that there is in there because we have to do every time we do stuff here.
Yeah.
It pens a background check, and I just wanted to make sure. I assume like I wasn't aware. I don't have children, but I don't.
Yeah.
It's a $50 fee for background check.
What's that?
It's a $50 fee for background
check.
Yeah. Because I have to have one. When I did chaperoning for Wolcott School there, I had to go through a background check. The one comes in and they do your fingerprinting and everything.
Yeah.
The whole thing. Every year they do it. I don't know why.
Well, I wasn't sure. I just was asking.
Did you commit any crimes in the previous year? That's why.
Maybe that one.
All right.
Okay, so all right.
In reference to the rushing.
All right. So we have three eyes. You're good to go.
All righty. Because, in reference, I actually do have some repping covering in this budget as well.
Okay.
We struggled to find refs. So all the other schools usually charge, they pay $35 for a rep to get the high schoolers that are playing sports to kind of go and do it. So I've actually budgeted. And, again, it's evenly spread out. So it's. Like, you need two refs per game, how many games it would cover, which type of groups we have, how much it would cost. So that's where you see those cost difference because free for all will be a co-ed, most likely, again, the soccer, just because of the numbers, roughly. So I am actually accounting for potentially being able to cover costs for some refs as well to hopefully get more coverage as well to help out because it is a few people doing a lot of work.
Yep, understood.
So that's great and wonderful.
Well, now you're in. Now you got to do the work.
Oh, I've already done it. Oh. I just got to send it out. I've already got
it's the coaches.
I've got the coaches lined up. I've got everything set up. I just have to change the registration form, and I can work with you maybe to.
And assume the field must be free at that time that she's asking for it or something.
Yeah. That's what she asked Nick about
that.
Okay, that's summertime
free.
Yeah,
I assumed that you did already, but I just was something.
Okay. I am curious. With there being open spots, is it at all possible? I mean, I do all this stuff on the committee or not, because I want to help, but I don't know if with there's open spots, if I have to be an Eden resident to
it says
do.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, that's just what it
doesn't
says.
Doesn't mean you can't participate, though. You just can't vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just can't vote on
it. Absolutely. Her. Come to every meeting. Show up. Whatever, you know.
With your ideas in the sports committee, and you take your ideas and they can run with it, or they can, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't know, you just moved to Eden.
There you go.
I have an apartment for rent.
There you go.
My mortgage is cheaper than an apartment.
Yeah.
What's these days?
All right, well, thank you. That's an excellent job. Thank you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I have a background in human resources, compliance, fairness, all that stuff. You know, that's the name of the game of my full-time career, so. That's why I think about things in full spectrum, and I appreciate you guys taking this into consideration.
Yeah.
I'll be touched to finalize some things.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
So, do we want to interview this lady?
Butch? You want to do the interview now?
I can't remember. I wrote down all the questions asked the other ones. You guys can go ahead and do it because if I'm going to do it, I want to be fair and ask the same questions there the other four people for this lady here. That's all. So you guys can go ahead and set down.
So sounds like we're going to have to schedule another night to do it anyways.
Yeah. Could you come in another?
Come on another night? So make sure we have your comments.
I'm sorry. I just I told the other people that I was going to make it. So
we were pretty structured in how we did it. We had a list of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, well, he knows what we did.
Mm-hmm.
And I just fly by night on the questions.
All right, let's the question. You know, so you,
I mean, in all fairness, I know nothing about sports except for my son wants to play a couple, and you know, I want him to play sports.
Yeah. All right, so what we'll do is we'll make sure you know.
Yeah, can you maybe just email me something saying that you're interested so we have it on in writing?
Yep.
And then I'll let you know.
Do you get some of your email? It's on the website. Okay.
Yeah, and we'll herd your cats and find a night when it works for all of us, and we'll do that.
So I got do you guys have, like, when, like, this is the hard stop on, like, interviewing,
nope.
This is when?
We don't even know.
If there's positions open, it can be filled.
Anytime. Yeah. According to this policy, if we decide to adopt this, which we haven't done yet, but if we decide to adopt this the way it is, if there's an open position, if somebody says, I'm interested, then you come in, we'll talk to you, and yay or nay. Simple.
And right now, they're all open.
Right now, they're all open. That's right. Because this
the only
is
thing
all
is you can't have your husband and wife, right?
From there's, the same there's house. No hard
there's,
rules.
There's
there
no,
is no hard rules.
No hard rule there.
Not that, I understood that.
No, it's just something we would consider, right?
No.
That way it gives the whole community opportunity
right.
to
We're making a pretty huge assumption there that husband and wife always agree.
They all do. The
How long have you been married?
Long enough to know. He's probably going to vote the way she said it. I'm on record.
You didn't do that on town meeting day.
No, I got railroaded. I believe I was railroaded.
Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, thank you.
Sorry, I
much
didn't realize.
Oh, no, you're fine. Actually,
usually I bring more than things tonight, so I don't need a problem.
Yeah, I saw that this meeting was tonight when I went on the website to see who can I contact to find out. And I'm like,
all
oh,
right.
Don't
and again, you heard some of us were working on getting that up there where you can be, you know, it'd be much easier to find out who to contact and where the emails go. And we've got some work to do there yet. The world gets more complicated every day, unfortunately.
We just want it fair across the board.
We
want
to be
being
fair as we can be.
Access to everybody. So my impression of Facebook isn't the same as everybody else's. I think it should be just an informational one. Mm-hmm. Not where people can chat back and forth.
That's
because they get the squabbling on there, and that ruins it for the whole thing. As far as my opinion.
I don't
that's
use
what
Facebook
it,
very much. I said, and that's why I'm not on Facebook.
But that's kind, of what, that's kind of what it has to be, right? And then we're working on that policy for any internet or any
next
media.
Social media.
Public-facing media that says anything about the town of Eastmont.
Yeah.
And we need to be
no,
very
no,
consistent
no.
with that and how it works. Because, you know, there's a bunch of, the one is gone, but there's still another one. Eden's.
Oh, yeah. The sports is gone. I did check her out
yeah,
today.
Yeah, anyways,
there's
another
yeah,
one.
Yeah, because I would not, that's what's prompted me to go.
Well, so oh, the plan right. was, I talked to Nick about it, and I don't remember the date that originally they had put up for the end of signups for baseball. So we decided that he would wait until that date passed and then take it down. Not realizing
yeah,
apparently. Oh, I don't know if I... Maybe you could still sign up through Little League, but is Hyde Park still allowing sign-ups?
So
I
when
know.
I scanned the QR code the other night, or the last time I, because I screenshot on my phone, yes, I could still sign up, but that was probably a week ago, and I was waiting to find out, because I still may just sign him up, because he needs some extracurriculars, you know, he just needs to get out, and especially after a long winter. So I may just still sign him up, but I was really hoping to have an Eden team, you know, just because it's nice to play in your hometown, you know, and it's nice, you know, you don't know the people in Hyde Park, and, but whatever, I'll sign him up wherever. I was just trying to find out if there's actually going to be a 3-4 team. So that was my process of trying to go on the other day and find out information.
Right.
Yeah,
we thought that, like I said, the intent that the registration was over and that's when it was coming down because we're in between. We don't have anything
yeah,
going
and
on.
It may very well be over because I think I checked before I checked the Facebook, you know, like a week or so ago. And then I went on, I think it was yesterday or the day before, to check the Facebook page and it was gone. And I'm like, okay, I'll just email the email address.
Well, you can always email here and one of us will
call
somebody.
Well, and then I was going to call and then I'm like, well, it looks like they're having a meeting about the sports committee anyway, so I might as well just
just ask it.
Yeah, just go in and ask and then say, hey, if
well,
there's spots, I'm willing to.
These are official open meetings. You can come anytime you like.
Yep. Perfect.
We will be in contact for sure.
Yeah, and I'll just email
you. Just email me and
then
we'll
come in. Interested in a position, you know, when it's good to.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Appreciate it.
Have a good night.
totally
hope you're taking good notes, because I'm
not. Yeah, this are whole page is full.
No.
All hooks and services.
We can skip over B here, policy update, to talk to this gentleman about all hook and service contact for you. You're the guy.
All right. What do you guys want to know?
I don't know.
Good question.
Well, you got two things on here for.
Well, those are, that's, for that was under green up. If you want to discuss it while he's here, you can.
Yeah. Yeah. Why well,
and then his contract.
So we have to, let's do the contract for her.
So that contract, I don't know if I told you guys, that's from the lawyer.
This is from the lawyer.
Yep.
So it's.
Leslie went through and took out a few things that didn't apply. There might be a few more that don't apply, depending on what type of agreement you're coming up with.
This is for the dumpster or transfer.
For sitting there, picking up trash once a week. And
I
think you guys are adding green up into it.
Green up is a
separate thing.
Okay. This is for. Like, you're going to be around.
Once a week, sitting up in
the
garage.
Be around Saturday or Sunday or something.
Yeah.
You know which day?
I was thinking the Sunday, like they did before.
Will it be manned? Will somebody be there all
absolutely.
Time? Okay, somebody be there all time.
And the time? Do you know what time you're going to run it from? That's all in this contract.
Yeah. I don't remember what they ran before. But I was thinking
they ran
somewhere
10 to 2 or
was it 10? I was thinking 9 or 10, but
yeah.
Somewhere right in that same time frame. About 4 hours, roughly.
Yeah, 10 to 2 was 4. If you did 9, that'd be 5 hours.
Give everyone time to wake up and everything like that.
All right, so on this, have you seen this?
I think that 10 works okay.
Have you seen this? Read this?
Two or nine.
This is a lot of
gobbledygook. Probably the latest one, right?
So right in here, we'll be putting the hours you want to run it.
Yeah.
And this is how long it's, 4.
So on Sunday, from what time to what time?
She's going to update that right now.
I guess it'll be the 10 to 2.
Right, and I think if I read that right, if you decide that doesn't work, you can come back and we can
adjust,
renegotiate, right? Basically, it's just all this is to make sure you're on the town property, that if you fall and break your leg, you're not going to come and say, well, that's on town property. But, basically, that's what it
is. That was one of my questions.
That's what it's all about, right?
Say it's going like it is here tonight there, and somebody comes in, you're going to maintain that site fire as if it's icy or whatever. If it turns to ice, well, people are coming in and out of there, that's going to fall onto you, not on town.
And that's where that number 9, the insurance for liabilities on the backside in there. Like, I'm assuming you have all that in there. If you have a business, you have
it. We have a $200,000.
So you're covered for that.
$2 million.
So $1 million with another million aggregate to make it $2 million. Yeah.
Right. So, it's all about is.
I'm going to steal your sand, too.
Well, you're from.
That was a resident sand, by the way. You're out back.
You're not full to go out back. Yeah. Resident sand. But yeah. That's understood, right? I think it's a good idea because I know a lot of people have to drive by the park, right?
Basically,
this is just to protect you and us, right?
Yeah.
It's just to make sure everything's clear and there's no, we come back to you and say, well, we don't like this or that. It's all black and white.
Mm-hmm. Basically, it's going to be that one designated area right in where the other one was.
Yep.
And you maintain it and make sure that everything is picked up when you're done. And
that's it.
The only thing, the
you're
other
just
day
gonna
we
plow
had.
It out when you get there, right?
Huh?
You're going to plow it out before everything, like you always do, right? You're going to plow that whole area out like you
normally do. Well, if it's a Sunday morning and then we get a little bit of snow, I may not come in if I don't have to do the other road.
Right, right. If
that's
not
what I'm saying.
If called, then you're not coming in.
Right.
I totally understand that.
Yeah. But, most generally it's plowed.
When
we get done plowing, usually it's plowed,
yep.
And maintained, but we don't usually sand it all now because the only thing that goes in there is the town trucks, and I don't sand the whole yard, but usually I'll plow that and run some sand down where they were running before.
Trash and recycling or just trash?
Both trash.
Trash and recycling, and you're going to, it's a truck or you're bringing a container or what? It's your
truck and container.
Okay.
Ricky, I think you were starting to mention about probably keeping a clear path.
Of course, because trash and recycling.
Okay.
And we want to make sure that, the doors don't get locked. So, if we have to get, say,
the garage.
Say 11 o'clock, we come in to go out. We want to make sure we can get in and out.
Yep.
The other day when we did the rabies clinic up there, you couldn't get through that yard.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, they all came in and they just, everybody parked everywhere.
Well, there must be a lot of shots, didn't they?
Yeah.
Must have been a lot of animals. Wow. Yeah.
You know, we stopped. They were doing the best they could to get people to move, but yeah. People drive in, they want to get as close as they can to.
Well, yeah, they drive into the gym, try to get the closest park mall, so they can go ahead and run on a treadmill.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Okay. Well, that wasn't all tuckered.
You don't want to be tuckered walking back to your car.
Yeah. So what are you hoping?
Molly does that with her bucket.
I went at some of the taller ones the other day.
Yeah.
Just because I won't do the mountain goat trees.
I'm fine with it. There's no liability.
I'm fine with it. Because they're so used now going down North Eye Park.
Right.
I was hoping to put a little something on the Eden page.
Yeah.
On Friends of Lake Eden.
Yeah.
You're going to do it by the bag? Is that?
Yeah.
So we need a motion on the floor.
Do you guys want, this is draft, of course, but are we going to fill it out?
I'm filling it out as you're going, so if you guys are in agreement and want to sign it tonight, I'll be ready.
Yeah.
But we do need a start date.
May 1st.
I was going to say that, yeah.
Because the snow will be gone.
Well, May 1st is only a couple weeks.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's not going to be next weekend, so May 4th is the first Sunday. So
that
there you go.
For you?
Yeah, I just wanted you to be aware it's only 2 weeks, because I looked, somebody said May 1st, oh, that's plenty of time. No, bullshit.
It happens fast.
Yeah.
And do you want to keep the 30 days notice in that?
Either if it doesn't work on for the board or for you, you just need to write in 30 days.
Yeah.
So
you can bail or we can bail.
So you can bail, say that you get in this and you find out in 4 months in there and you're finding, man, I'm losing money.
Right.
I can't do another 2 months lose money. Then he gives us 30 day, right?
That's actually pretty perfect, because the first Saturday is green up day. And if there's going to be, a dumpster there.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the first Saturday, the day before, that Saturday is green up day.
Oh,
so there's going to be a big dumpster there.
That's probably not a good day there, because you won't want to pay.
Yeah.
So let's push it. We'll start after green up day.
Yeah.
Start maybe the next week.
Yeah.
So before, 7-11. Yeah.
May 11th?
That might be the day for you to start.
You got a lot of scribbles on mine.
I'm not. He's got mine, so I'm good.
I mean, I thought it would maybe a good idea, because then he would be there on Sunday when people are coming and bringing their tires when they're not supposed to.
But you probably won't have enough room to have two containers plus him in there.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And plus people are going to have, they're going to want
to. I was going to say,
well, they're going to want to.
Right. He's going to make no money.
The dumpster won't be filled. The tires, we usually set them out. We have to count them out anyway, so.
Do they still bring them down? They'll bring them to the school again, or no, they're all
going
to go?
Everything's going to town.
This year. Oh, it is this year, because there's Benno is going down there.
Because he is.
Yeah.
She actually mentioned it this year, so I think it's a good thing we switched.
Yeah.
I think she's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a little farther from our yard for him to get up there on the garden carpet.
I know on Green Up Day, Melissa and I found that we can get the tires cheaper.
You can?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can do it by the ton and get it, I think it was $300-$400 cheaper, something like that.
If they don't weigh over 3 tons.
Yeah.
If they don't weigh over 3 tons. But these tires, a lot of them are loaded with water and stuff.
Yeah, don't haul them out from
there. Oh, they bring them in full?
Well, we bring them out of the track, usually down and we go down my road in there. They're down in the brook, the Crook Road, they're over the brook.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you're lugging up over the bank. I try to dump it out, but
they got rims on them.
About 30 pounds of tire.
Yeah. And they got rims on them.
Well, if they got rims, if somebody was ambitious, you want to strip them out and take them up the hardwood anyways.
Right.
Scratch going up.
Yeah, the price is no different for rims or no rims. So that's they're going to do the same thing.
They're going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So,
where do you take them? The all metals?
Casella.
Oh, you take it, the tires to Casella?
Yep. $250 a ton.
That's over the stove?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. High car? Right down Johnson, right down here?
Or high car? Or the
campground used to be.
Oh, the camp. Oh, Casella's. Yep. I'm sorry. Casella. On 100. Yep, yep. Sorry. Yep.
Yeah, it used to be a campground there. I don't know if it still is or not.
No, it's not.
No.
It's there.
It's there.
They do seasonals only.
They've also got rid of like the golf course and everything else that was there.
Anything else, Melissa?
Can somebody make a motion on this?
Not quite yet.
Okay.
We're getting in on it.
Unless you guys have questions on anything else.
Basically, it's just a date, and you're just gonna have to have the proof of insurance and everything, right? You don't have that.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I didn't know what she had. Yeah.
We got all that before we went with the contract.
Okay.
Just to make sure you could get everything you needed.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
So what do you see a can for the tires? Or did,
well,
we haven't discussed that yet.
Oh, okay.
Why do this part? So anybody want to make a motion?
You want that?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to go ahead and allow them to use a portion of the town garage for a Sunday trash
further
drop off.
Further agreement. Further signed agreement.
Yep. Yep.
I'll second that, I guess. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No. Hey, as Bruce said, the ayes have it.
Yeah, okay.
I guess.
Also, we need to test on how much this connects, because they get everything. Because for when even U Sports, all of that went down.
So you're going to start at 11.
I had it recording for all of that.
Yeah,
well,
that's good.
April. We'll see how it does.
11.
Where's the rest of this?
I'm going to give you a copy. You just got to sign this one.
Last Saturday off, right?
No, we got one
right
here.
Right, and there's a copy for our records, and he'll get a copy. Or whatever.
Title.
You operate that out of Johnson?
Technically it's out of Johnson, but the truck stays in my house a lot. So,
I
noticed that on the 40. Thing, it's located in Prince Hill, Johnson.
Yeah.
So,
that's where my partner lives.
Okay. So, in deference to you, we're going to skip to the... We're going to skip ahead to the Green Up 16B, the Green Up Day discussion. Because you're involved in that, right?
Yep.
Okay. Just making sure. Try and catch up.
Oops, I'm sorry. She's going to give you one. She's going to give you one that we
screened. Trying to copy.
That's what she said. She's giving you one, so you'll have an official one. Your signature and everything. So it's for your record. So I don't know. I didn't see that. Probably what we did do it. She was throwing that out.
Oh.
So I did give you a copy of the tire invoice from last year. I'm not really sure how you can compare if we don't know the weight, but I threw that in there, and the little yellow post-its the last couple of years that we've been paying for tires.
It keeps going up.
Yeah, it goes up every year. But so
wow, we had a lot more tires.
This is what they're looking at. Yeah.
I don't know what exact amount, because some of them they didn't show here, but must have been six, because that $20 tire.
Right, so you're estimating 3 tons of 3 tons at $950.
We went with around $30 per tire. And yes, you're going to have more than that with some heavy tires, big truck tires.
Big truck tires had six of them last year.
But you should have some
small. But the little car tires, you should definitely beat that weight.
Yeah, roll back and forth.
I'm trying to do an average. Right?
Yeah, they put everything light truck tires, which there was some compression ones, but they get...
Probably
light truck.
Oh, yeah.
They did them by size, you know, from this size to this size. And
they get a little bit more for light truck.
And as far as a regular dumpster, Sweets isn't doing it anymore. That's why we reached out to Trevor to see what his price was.
What's that?
Sweets, who we've been using, is no longer doing
anything. Yeah, he's closed the doors. Yeah, so, I mean, he's doing just certain things now, I think. Because I guess somebody said Matt's doing something different. But,
the son's trying to do something different.
Yeah, Matt. Yeah.
Oh, that's the
reason. Yeah, so yeah. I don't know what it is. I just heard, because we tried to get him the other day for something. He said he wasn't delivering any more boxes.
Well, now you know another person.
Yeah.
Well, we can see on the tire part of it, we can kind of roughly see what we got for
tires. We know we have the cheapest, too. I don't know what we were if price was sweet, but for trash and everything.
Yeah.
I believe we have been cheaper, but like I said, I don't know what sweets had for prices before.
No, I don't either.
Well, she did tell me that last year we had a little less than 2 ton. So whatever the...
Tired?
For trash.
A little less than 2 tons of trash.
Right, so whatever that price was on the yellow car.
Oh, yeah.
So that this here's what you're saying. So you get the 70 whatever out there, the 20 about in there, you're 190 a ton, 100 and 100, and then anything over is another additional 190 in there.
Yep.
So
that covers your 2 ton, and anything over 2 ton is an additional.
Okay, so this,
it's quite a ton, basically. This is an estimate, I think, right?
Yeah.
But this is what I'm saying. If I was to go through the use lot, so I'm just trying to figure out. So that this is into here. This price here is up there, guys, up to 2 ton, with the drop. That includes the drop off and the all in up to 2 ton.
And then, but that's local. That's not like say going 30 minutes away. Our convenience of being right here within 15 minutes of everyone and
Jeffersonville is what I'm looking at.
That would be about 30 minutes.
Yeah,
right. Not too bad. Okay, I'm pretty sure.
The bridge is recruiting for another job over here.
Got work everywhere we get.
I gotta work all angles doing it.
Joan's tax exempt, so do you give them the tax exempt?
Yeah,
number?
I did talk to her about that. I just gotta give her the information if you go with them.
Yeah, there you go. No, I'm fine trying to do it. That was
close by.
Right, your resident.
Yeah.
There you go.
Have you guys seen any other numbers, like, in the past, or know where cans are sitting?
We know what we paid last year, you know.
Basically. What was that for last year?
K&M tire last year was $1,365 for the tires.
Yeah, and I think we got it.
K&M.
Somewhere around 9.
You got 950.
Right around 950
for 3 ton, and then we paid $648 for the dumpster with 2 tons of trash, and you're at $614.80 for 2 tons. So
what was last year? Six what?
$648. So you're within $30. I mean.
So we're in the game.
You're in the game. Absolutely.
The tires will weigh up. Especially if you get rims on them.
I think Butch should probably go up there and take all the rims out, pump all the water out.
You go over and have somebody dismount the tire and they charge you $15. How much money are you really making?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, you don't dismount them on a machine. You dismount them
with a machine.
Yeah. With a machine. Just hook them, pull them right out. You ever seen one of those?
No.
Oh, there's something. If you don't care about the tire, you can derim one in a hurry.
Oh, I didn't receive one.
I got a grapple bucket, so I like
that. Yeah, you just pull it right. It's pretty nasty.
They don't work so much on the greater tires, though.
No, I bet it doesn't. Oh, they're a little big.
So he's going to put a dumpster up there. That's what we're talking about right now.
Green Up Day.
For Green Up Day.
That'll be on May 3rd, which is why we decided on the 11th for the other
6th. To the 30th to the 6th. Right?
Yeah, I wasn't sure how you did it, so we did like midweek to midweek.
Yeah.
Midweek.
They usually drop it off on Friday, and then they picked it up when it, at their.
Well, he does a week at a time, so I just told him we needed a couple days before.
Pick it up before, it doesn't matter. It's whatever you call. It doesn't have to be 7 days.
Well, less stuff will get put back in.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. That's the quicker you pick it back up.
Yeah, so you picked the dates. That was just a rough estimate.
Well, the Green Up Day is usually on a Saturday, so I think they dropped it like the Friday before.
Picked it up Tuesday probably.
And then they picked it up. Well, sometimes they wait till the end of the week.
I figure it'd be up to you because you usually have to pick up whatever's left on the side of the road.
Yeah, we usually go Monday and pick up everything side of the road.
So maybe Tuesday, Friday,
probably
Tuesday.
Probably want to wait a little bit to get that. Right?
Yeah, usually Monday. We do everything Monday morning.
You can check with Melissa anyway. Always, you know what I mean. Rick will check with her and say, "Listen, we didn't get up there because we had something else go on and didn't. You want to pick up?"
They usually have groups that go around, and most of the roads get picked up lately. You know,
It's just gonna throw people off because it's not over there, so you might see a little more on the sides of the road. Yeah. But once we get it all settled, I'll tell them it's at the garage or whatever. Put it on the website.
We're gonna put signs in front of it.
Yeah, in front of
Throw all your home house trash here. I think they're doing it on an old flat right now, green up.
I think they are. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They got a mattress so that somebody can spend the night and everything over there.
Yeah, I saw that. How'd that come from?
Brandon said somebody tried burning it, but it didn't go very good for them. After all that rain we had, they tried burning it.
Sucked it down in there.
All right. So do we have to? What do we have to do? We have to make a motion on this, or
make a motion to go ahead and have him place a dumpster down there for green up?
Yep, based on the estimates.
Do you want one for tires too?
Yeah.
And same days on the tires? Or do you want them?
I was going to ask you about this just because we're asking people not to bring tires. So do you really want the dumpster sitting there, or do you want them to bring one on Monday and whatever your stuff was?
Why don't you bring it Monday and then we'll count up the tires and then I'll. Because otherwise, you're going to get somebody's going to come and throw trash in the tire.
Yeah, right. We'll have both of those.
What we'll do is you come there and we'll just take the loader and fill it full of tires from there.
Yeah.
We didn't have to touch them before they come in with a log claim, and they just load them right on. They go through and tally them up, and we had to handle them anyways because we go through and we count. We had to stack them in piles of five so we could walk through and count everything.
Yeah, so you don't want to have to do that. This will be just load them. Okay.
We've got four grader tires that we go right in there.
Yeah, there you go.
I can't believe they threw them in the ditch.
What, grader tires?
So,
somebody don't bring that planer. They work good.
On Monday.
Yeah,
maybe when you come.
I figured I'd take it out and bring it right back and load it up with tires.
There you go.
If that's
good idea.
I know what
I work. That
do we have a second on that motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Who motioned?
Ricky. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, love it.
No, I was sitting here waiting for it.
Good job.
All right, so I will email our tax exempt information.
Yes, sir.
So this is the number you call right here to get to
It's not next week yet. I'm interrupting for a second. I just said there was a spot on the planning commission that I should like.
There is a spot on the planning commission.
So can we do that at the same time?
Yep. Absolutely.
All right, so I'll
put my. Think about it. Maybe there's more open positions.
That's true.
She has a list.
We are looking for everything.
There's an auditor. Like really auditor position. So
there's a whole list. So you can get the list on her. She'll email you the whole list if you're looking for.
Well, is it online?
Because
I'll just go on.
I
don't know if
we're
I'm
looking
just
for somebody to
plow. He
tells the roof.
Nope.
Give me a day and I'll make sure it's all online.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. Awesome. Thanks, guys. I'm really leaving this town.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Good deal.
Thanks.
So I got one question for you, Trevor.
Yep.
How active has the Eden Youth Force been since coming here?
Oh, that's right.
She just told you they weren't.
Zero.
Yeah, we were quiet.
Messaged on Messenger, and it's been, can we do this? Should we do this? No, we shouldn't.
No, you should not.
So we just do nothing.
Okay.
That's because we just don't know what we're doing.
It's an honest question. I need to know what's going on.
Well, there's nothing going on right now, though. They couldn't do the baseball thing. There's nothing else. Until the next season.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's a perfect time for us to reorganize.
Yeah.
And you guys are 100% right. When Nick was taking on a lot, like, I don't know why he didn't.
That's just my personal opinion because I see him there a lot. So.
Well, I was on it, and then I don't think they asked me to do too much. I mean, I felt like I was begging to help out.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's why we put some descriptions in there, some general ideas of what each person's role should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you need to ask whoever the coordinator, who's kind of the lead, if you need to ask them to clarify things or change the duties around or whatever, but that'll split it up at least. So it's not one person at once.
Well, I'm not even a guaranteed in. So.
That's true. Always guaranteed.
Appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, no problem. Yep.
Yeah. Good deal. Good deal.
Everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, do you have like 2-yarders and stuff too, or?
We don't have 2-yarders yet. You mean just for the rear loads or the front loads that you do?
Yeah.
No, we're starting to get a can for that, or a rear load body, but we're not seeing how to get into that personal side right now. You know, it's,
okay, well, let me know.
We want to. We're trying. It's just,
I got a Casella one that sits up there, and shame on me if it ain't full every month.
But. Up where?
My house.
Oh.
my shop.
We really, really want to get into that. It's just trying to find that.
Understood.
Last year would have been the time when Hillside, they went out.
Well, actually, I talked to Marissa and talked about inquiring it, but it was too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Too much for what you were going to get, I guess.
Yeah, so, well, that's why you went out, right?
Mm-hmm. And then it's easier to build your own. So she's got a bunch of toters. We have 96-gallon toters, 32 gallons.
Okay.
So it's all there. How far are you?
I'm on Bullard Lane, Blakeville Road.
So you're close. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm close to you. But I have a Casella.
Yeah.
You don't need it anymore. You just go right down to the town garage on Sundays.
That, or you can take four 96 toters, and you can just have someone stop by on Sunday and pick it up when you're done.
I have figured out that
496s are pretty close to a 2-yard toter.
Right, and that's my problem is I struggle to get that thing full every month now. I didn't used to when I was doing a lot more work at the job, but I struggle to fill it. It's like, I got to stop and think about this for a minute. But anyway,
it's pretty costly to have one.
It becomes, it's $120 a month.
And if you're not overflowing, it's not worth it, kind of thing. You know?
Yeah, I used to have to pack the thing down and everything else. You know? Now it's like half full, I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, it'll be a nut as you grow. Hopefully you grow.
We are trying.
Good to see some business coming to town. Right? That's what we need, more businesses in town.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We got to wade through this.
Yep.
I've read it.
Oh, where are we at? Policy.
At least
back
this
up
one
policy.
Is, strikes. You guys have the same one?
I don't know. It's the same one. I like the same one.
But you just got the color one. That's my favorite.
Is that my copy?
I know. I'll let you guys know that. Okay.
You spend the most time looking through it, so I gave you the right copy.
The desk right
there. Yeah, that's right. This is okay.
It don't matter.
They're all the same. You have this one, right?
I didn't see a problem with it.
Yeah, it seems like it covers pretty near everything. There might be, like you said, there's a few things in it that may or may not.
But well, did you have anything?
I didn't look through it in here, and I think it is, and then we'll just have to work through
for you. Have
I think it's the same one. In here. Yeah, it's the same one.
It is. It's just colored.
Oh.
Sorry.
All right, she didn't do that. I asked her to do that for me. You guys didn't ask her, see, because I said, okay. I'm having a hard time with this in here, so she highlighted it for me. So
yeah,
you guys didn't ask.
I know it.
I'm not special.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
No, we got a copy there. Ours is very highlighted.
See, because I can't see that in here very well. Now, if you get me my Instagram, so you'll be able to get some.
Well, I read this on my phone at work.
Okay. The chances are that I probably would have never read it on my phone. So good thing she put it in right in there and stuck it in my door.
No, I feel the five member that was brought up tonight. I feel
good.
The five member is good because we don't have enough people to fill the positions now. If it down the road, it looks like they want more people active and things are going smoothly and they want more on there.
And you said it earlier. You come every week. They're public open meetings. Anybody can come and be as involved as they want.
Yeah.
They just can't vote if they're not on the committee.
Yeah.
But we've done the changes in there. Doesn't mean that it's like when we go over some of the other things that the boards have done in the past and we update it. There's not a reason in a year from now that whoever's on the committee says, listen, you guys might want to rethink this or something. And they say, okay, well, I guess we didn't look at it that way or sorry. And
we got more people that are active in it.
Yeah. Well, and we can adjust it again into there. This gives us a guideline and people can look at it and either they'll be happy with it or they won't be. But it's nothing's wrote in stone. We just
So when you read through it, do you see any changes that need to be done?
No, I think me and Leslie, you both went through it one last time before I sent it out. And the highlighted stuff was the only thing that might have been slightly changed from the last time you looked at it.
Yeah.
And then where she did the strikeout on that one
section. Yeah, notify the town. Yeah, we took that part out of there.
Yeah, that's the change we made last time. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think we've changed the wording.
We changed
a little bit, so we just want to make sure that's why it's still there for you to look at, but we want to get rid of it.
So the... I'm terrible with names. The lady that sat in here, was there not a lot of that we ended up with her suggestions and stuff that ended up? Is that what she? Because did she?
Right. I think she said between the two of them, there was maybe 10 things. I think she said, and only one was in there. But some of it were things that you discussed, like how many members and things like that. So you,
okay, all right.
I don't think it's that you didn't look at them, you just didn't decide.
Well, we looked
to put
at them,
in.
And I just
right.
saying.
I mean, you could put seven in there because that gives you a wider range, but.
I'm not.
First of all, you got to get enough people there active in it.
The voting's my thing about it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. The quorum is still the quorum, regardless
yeah.
of how many people there are.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
And
three out of
and
five.
If they can get five people to come, they haven't been able
to.
My understanding.
If you change to seven, you now need four people to agree on something.
Right.
And if you are down to five people, that's going to be a struggle.
Well, and they've been struggling for years to get more than three.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They've
right.
been struggling.
Right. Well,
we have a minimum of three, and we can't hardly keep this.
Well, if you only had three, you can't make any decisions.
No, if three people show up, you can vote on it. Because
not if you have seven members.
No, not if you have seven
you
members.
You have to have four.
You got all those vacant spaces.
You have to have four people
have
show up, and they all have to
here.
Agree.
I think five is good. That gives it
five,
five is
a
thing
yeah.
in there because I'm just saying they got to have at least three. So three people
yeah.
should be able to show up, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like here and here. We try to at least, we're all usually make it. But if we can't make it, you're able to make a decision.
You still
to
can
it,
make a decision.
You know, and go through. If it needs to be done, then you guys can make the decision or whoever's here can make the decision.
Right. To make this roll along here, I think I've read it over a couple different times.
Oh,
I didn't see anything wrong with it. The thing is to get the people that are on this committee to make sure that they fulfill their duty as coordinator, assistant coordinator, treasurer, equipment facilitator is going to be one. It's going to be
and secretary.
Yeah.
The secretary is not too bad, or the treasurer is not too bad, but that equipment facilitator is going to be the one that's going to be busy.
Inventory. How much? What do we got?
Ordering the uniforms and
so on.
But
so
that
forth.
Should. I think that should actually be done. As a group,
I think it should too.
Right, but maybe it's their responsibility to bring the information.
Bring the information, yeah.
Just like this girl that came
yeah.
here, she seemed to have all her ducks in a row for
right.
that.
That's
that.
Impressive, yeah.
And
yes.
She seemed to have all her ducks in a row in there and seemed to be.
I don't think that necessarily means that they determine what needs to happen.
No.
They bring it to the board.
Yeah.
And if they need to order
well,
something,
it has to be voted
here.
On. Yeah, it's
yeah.
got to be voted on.
Right.
It's not this person coordinator is not
right.
going to be because
oh,
there's five people on here. They decide what it is, and then hopefully they'll be able to make a decision on it. And then hopefully everybody, or at least most of them, be happy about the decision.
Do you want me to add and bring it to the board for a vote?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No, it's pretty.
Well, it doesn't
responsible
say not the select board, but to
the EMU sports.
Yeah.
For
a vote.
To the committee. Take to the committee.
The information to the committee for the vote.
For the vote,
Just so we're clear on that this person is going to get this isn't the one that's going to make it, the decision on their buying all the...
So they're responsible for the uniforms, the equipment, the field preparation, which that should be the whole committee doing that.
Yeah.
And
this guy, whoever that is,
the gym time with the school. I mean, they have to. They're going to be busy. If they all work together,
this person
that
is
person.
Just going to organize it. He's going to have to have a lot. He or she is going to have
right.
to have a lot of
that
help.
Person.
Yeah.
But that's
so that they don't think that somebody doesn't think that they're getting into that into there, then they know that it's they're looking at it, get the information, and then they bring it to the board.
Yeah.
So then the five people read it or whatever, and then they make a vote on it.
Yeah.
And decision. So that's the only change we made.
Yeah. I'll read this.
I'll make a motion to adopt. The EMU Sports Committee policy.
With changes? Yeah.
As written
yeah.
by Melissa right now.
So the equipment facilitator, do you want them to bring everything or you're just talking uniforms and equipment to the board?
Anything that's going to be spending
money.
Anything that's purchased.
It's going to have to be money, all money.
And you can just put that anywhere in there. All purchases must be authorized by the board.
That way everybody gets a chance to hear what it is and see it, and then they can decide whether...
How about all purchases must be agreed upon by EMU Sports?
Perfect.
Yeah.
There we go. We've got that covered. I got that covered there, I think. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Melissa, I like the way you approach the thing about getting paid. That way, there, if they got an order form, they bring what they want on it to you.
That's what should be happening, yes.
And then they have the place and mm-hmm. what they're looking for. That way, you don't have to do all that work on doing the research.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is
and all you do is
right.
You're just
to them, bring me all the information and all the ordering.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They bring you a purchase order, you order it, and it's all done through the office, and then that way there, you
no
have all the invoices and
right.
everything.
I think it'll be a lot easier all around,
and
then I'm not chasing receipts.
All into there, and then if anybody questions or ask a question in there,
right.
Ask about it and what the money is, you'll be able to pull it right up and say, this is where it all went to, and you're, oh, run the spreadsheet, be all right there.
Yep.
And there shouldn't be any questions on it at all. So if we want to know, or if anybody wants to know, they'll be able to get the answers.
Yep. Perfect.
Did anyone second that?
Yes.
Not yet.
Yeah. Second.
Okay.
Mr. Clayton Whittemore seconded that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. So we adopted the policy.
Yeah, it sounds like it fits in the sequence.
Yeah, so then while we're still talking about EMU sports, because we kind of skipped back to it there for the policy update, we are going to schedule a time in the very near future to interview there's remaining two or three folks that are interested in getting on the EMU sports committee, so we're going to do that. So that we can get a decision made and get this show on the road. That was for the recording.
Because, the two ladies are going to get back to you here and let you know if it's Wednesday or Thursday.
Right.
Probably it sounds at this point won't be this week, but it'll have to be next week. So if not, once I wait until Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll see how fast they get back to us. So it's somebody named Ryan, I guess.
Ryan Beer, Hannah's husband.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I said, is that her? Is it her? Yeah.
Okay, so beach update. I'm going to try to get up there as soon as it dries up, but you know, a couple of
days. I think they did cut down some small trees, but I think there's some big chunks.
Yeah, I'll be up there and see what they need.
Like I said to you today, I think they ought to wait till it dries up before they go up there and start running the lawnmower.
I did remind her when I called her back and said nothing on the lawn.
Stay off the lawn for your up there.
For a couple weeks.
Usually they don't get there until the 1st of May. We don't start up there because that's when their contract's there.
It'll start to dry up.
Did you get a chance to talk
if it don't keep snowing.
To Emily about the lifeguard thing and stuff?
No.
Okay. Health officer update.
No.
Anybody sick this week?
Nope. No dog bites.
No nothing.
No dog bites. Although someone did come in today and complained about Heather Clark's dogs again. I referred her to Matt, and I also spoke to Matt.
Okay, that's animal control update, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, sorry.
That's fine.
Not health. Dogs always throw me off. Dog bites.
Okay.
No health. No.
Are her dogs registered?
No.
Okay.
Well,
he's going to Paris.
Okay.
He's going to go see her. Okay. Perfect. So we're up to signing off.
So I'm assuming we're supposed to use these pens here now that somebody tends to come in and get them set out for us.
We're up to sign in orders.
We're going to do black. Or blue.
Okay. I don't know. I got blue in there. So we're going to use black. I tried to get coordinated with you guys, but
different, or just the most
blue?
No, I mean,
you
got
black.
Mine's blue.
Well,
color here really matters as long as they're at least
you don't
one
see them, but
it's blue.
All right, wait a second.
It's a coffee thing here. So you got one.
I got it.
How did I rate? I got two of them. That ain't right. Yeah, and I'll get you for that. Civil.
Well, you're already the chair of the board, so why not?
Yeah.
You can converse with Bruce first, and then you have to fill in.
I'll talk to you about that maybe sometime. What?
You'll get me back sometime?
No. I don't care.
Where did you add something, so? Because it looks like it's fine for me, so.
Are you on the one from today, 4-8?
Yes.
It was when I printed this
one. But it showed you that when
it looks fine. And then
and the reprint.
Yeah, they charge us $130 every 2 weeks for the dump. No matter what the...
Right.
How big
is
that?
That's
a big
one.
No.
Two
or three.
No,
it's not a very big
deal. That's not it?
But it's 120 a month.
Well, I think this is every... This every 2 weeks or month?
Oh.
The dumpster.
Your dumpster?
Yeah. Month?
No, I think it's every week.
Oh, they come every other week. Is this?
Oh, a monthly bill, yes.
Okay. Oh, so they're going to charge you a whole lot more than they're charging me. That's good. Mine varies a little bit. There's like
maybe there's a school payment in there.
There's an environmental charge.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me started.
You should not be writing that check.
Is this attorney fees all on this? Is it all on that, or is it something to do with taxes?
No, it was all hooks and services, and then the Eden U Sports.
Can you close out of it?
Memorial County, our communications, $8,000. Fourth payment to the
ambulance, yeah. The sheriff's department.
For... We did the Newport Ambulance Service, Northlake Park Fire Department.
Yeah,
the investment. So, Leslie, all those investments are like a secured one?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, I've been watching the thing and people talking about how
The
Dow is dropping and...
They're all insured up to $250,000.
Yeah.
None of the accounts, every account we have, we make sure it's below the 250, even when it earns its interest. They're all in different banks.
Yeah.
They're all, the interest rate has gone down.
Yeah.
It's gone from 5.1 down to 3.9 is what
I... Still more than you got for a savings account.
Right.
Yeah.
No,
not at all. Of course, everybody's holding their money on the stock market, so.
Oh, yeah. Smart people aren't. Smart people aren't buying right now.
Well, they're going to wait a little while longer to buy.
No. Probably about time.
I found another coffee,
but... Part of that is driven down by the price of crude oil. The bottle fell right out of crude oil.
Did it really?
It's about $60 a barrel.
Was 81 or 80 something.
$60
but see,
today.
This one has.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
This one has all the stuff that's crossed out and stuff.
Yeah, you'll start seeing
that drill baby
drill. Well, so what happens is. It's not so much about.
Well, I don't know, but there's a bunch of stuff.
Right now, they're all futures, right?
Yeah.
These big companies are going, oh, look, we can drill, we can open this, we can do this, we're
going to make
all
this
volume. So the price is going to go down
to $60
in about 8 months. Right?
So
they bet on it. Basically, they bet.
You're the same one as I am.
$50.
So this is what I'm looking at.
Here's the red marks right on the side.
Right, but you can actually see all
that's kind of how it works, right? They're
you can't see any of that online.
What's going to happen? So they're betting it's going to go down. So they're buying them at $60.
Oh, you open the PDF one. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I think they're
going to
be less worth less.
I have another
that.
Copy. We just got to make sure it's the same.
I don't understand quite how some of it works, but it's like they talk about shorting stocks.
Yeah.
Same idea, right? You're betting that it's going to go down.
Yeah, I did.
I don't want to snag it before you had a chance to at least.
I looked at them.
This still isn't right because it's got all the. I think
think I've got a...
Is prices still staying, or you guys locked in? Is that what they did here, is locked in for so long?
There was another one in there that was very similar, which I think is the one that I initially sent to him before he wrote things on it.
Did she say the wire was for this, what we've been talking about here, Magnolia Pack? But they all paid, she said.
That's for the sports policy, you guys got to sign.
Okay, we are.
Yes, Paul, is that approved? Just need the official signature.
Mazda, were you looking for this one?
I don't think the one I want.
Big one going out this one, no, and we'll miss everybody. Hit us all.
No, that's the other one that I have right here.
For $200,000.
But it's not the one, I don't think that I gave them, so I need to make sure all the information is the same. Because I gave
them. But
I'm fine with that. Yeah, no, but I just see in here, we got the sheriff's department, we got the ambulance, and the quarterly for.
No.
We don't want to do it.
That's one.
Oh, look at this page here.
That's the first one.
Nothing for the school when they have to. Not for that. Fire department, your ambulance, your 911 thing, you know, for communications.
Yep.
And then the $200,000 for investment. The school will be higher than that.
That's right. I forgot.
Well, that's just it. That's what I get seen. They took possession of land for $1 and they won't maintain it. But the agreement says they're supposed to maintain it.
Yeah, see, I wasn't here or anywhere around here when that happened. I did vote against it, but I lost.
See, and I guess I don't understand it. I thought all of Lamoille North had to join it, like, but Cambridge refused to join it.
Yeah, they voted themselves off the island.
Yeah,
but they still get to send their kids.
But they get to vote.
They got more people sitting on the school board, Lamoille North School Board.
But they can't. They can only vote on the school they're part of.
On the.
They don't vote in the other stuff.
They vote on Lamoille Union stuff, right?
Well, yeah, because Rick, remember, we stepped down there. We had to wait for him, and there was
we watched it,
and it was going. I forgot how many votes. We got 800 something like that. Yeah, it was on there. It was,
okay.
Don't quote me on the number, but it was an astronomical amount.
I found another topic.
It doesn't matter, Cambridge. Yeah. And they all vote the budget through because they don't care.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter.
I think what it was is that must not be the one
they voted themselves off the island. But they still get
that's
to vote
for
the cost of the island.
Oh, yeah. They gave
money. They should not be.
Their kids should be paying.
So I think the marks
were
always
there.
Vote
that level. That's, I agree with 100%.
Where's this?
But they can't afford it. I don't think.
No, it's right on the back.
That's right.
The other piece I need is right here.
A bunch of Cambridge kids said, well, you know what, I want to send my kid back to that.
Over to BFA or something.
Essex. Or the fire ring. Yeah, that's nice. Mount Mansfield.
Yeah.
That's nice. So anyways, town appointment correction, appoint David Whitcomb as the supervisor for the Lamoille Regional Solid Waste Management District for a 2-year term.
We missed that at the special.
Ending March 2027. So we didn't do that on town meeting day?
Correct.
Nobody else was interested?
I didn't ask anybody else. I only asked him if he was still interested.
And he is?
Mm-hmm. I'll make a motion to appoint David Wickham as the supervisor for Lamoille Solid Waste.
I'll second it.
For 2 years.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No. Why is that?
No, so this is looking like it's the same one.
I'm hoping it was.
All right.
So I've made it through this piece,
couple of times,
and everything is matching up with everything that's been changed. The only thing that's on this one is the B is still highlighted.
Yeah, I can't get that off. I was going to put that
back
on.
Yeah.
Okay.
You hear that? He's more in, so you can make this bigger type.
I'm just, testing here.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's because if you print the PDF one, it does that. But if you print the other one, it's bigger.
It's okay. I just held it farther away. That's all right. I can read.
I have to hold it up closer.
But your expectations are a little high.
No, I'm sorry. I wasn't complaining. complaining. I just said I held it further away.
Sure sounds like complaining.
So what's your pleasure on the minutes?
Accept the minutes. I didn't see anything wrong with the
minutes. I thought it would
do it. Yep. Accept the minutes as written for 3/25/25.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Have it. 3-3. What are we doing now? Highway department. We got a big pile of overweight permits, like 2 or 3 here. And they all have your official seal of insurance. Paperclip happy. So Ian Ivan Ainsworth from here.
Oh, yep.
Endless Tracks,
yep, down in Cambridge down in there. Used to work for the town of Cambridge for years.
You got a truck? 79,000, truck with trailer, 80,000.
You good kid, yeah, you got many assets.
Ethan Morrison, EC Morrison Trucking and Excavating from Craftsbury. Dump truck and trailer and a low bed dump, aggregate and equipment. Grimes Inc. There from Morrisville, Kenny Grimes. One dump truck. Three axles. And Huntington Homes from Montpelier. Modular Homes, 65,000. You know who they are? Yep.
Yeah, Modular
Homes. The newer.
Iron Box LLC. That's
one down there, 104.
Yeah, okay.
Fairfax.
Mike Pennington. Mm-hmm.
Right here. Also, yes, this is the same.
Yeah.
I totally did not get the second everything on the one I was reading.
Yeah.
Thank you. I was focused on that.
The containers in good shape.
Yeah, the big boxes there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they got 4,000.
More than that.
Oh, there.
New England. New England Quality Services Inc. from Rutland. Scrap metal, CD and tires. They must be the.
What company is that?
New England Quality Services Service Inc. from Rutland. Amanda Nadeau. They look like a scrap hauler.
Okay.
Are we done? No.
Got more?
That's her liability. It is. Yeah, we got one more in here. Valancourt. Transport from Enos Bergball. 92 trucks, 90,069.
I'll make motion to accept all the overweight permits listed by him to town staff.
Second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Has that one. I'll give you my list. For that one. Overweight permits. And then other for highway. That old culvert problem down in Lakeville, didn't you?
Yeah, that culvert's bad. I went down, put the fabric in it, and I took some of the grindings and filled that in.
Pretty funny. I come around the corner and I'm like, why is there an orange cone right dead center of the road here? And I looked, and I said, oh, no, right by my yard.
Oh, yeah.
Right
Florence's?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That one that, you know, beyond Florence's, little brook comes in there.
Yeah, that culvert's been in there since.
That's what we're finding a lot of, the culverts are starting to get tender. And when you get in the spring and fall, they'll start.
That one is
siphoning the dirt out of them.
Yeah. Boy, that one's deep too.
Too bad. No, the one over by Christy Ingalls is
really
deep.
Really deep. Yeah. Okay. I noticed.
We patched it up for now.
I see. That.
We get
that will have to be replaced.
Yeah, that one. We got one on East Hill that did it last fall. We got that one. We got the one by Ed DeBoer's barn that needs to be changed.
Oh yeah.
We got a lot of culverts this year.
Yeah. That's the one where you put the plate on it, right?
That's the one by Ingalls.
Yeah, right.
Oh, we got to put down there in Lakeville. You can find that drain. Put one in there.
Oh, yeah. Straight across the road there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, makes sense. Right? Yeah. If you're right there.
Yep.
That would help that corner a lot.
Then take and clean that bank up through, ditch that side of the road through there a little bit so you get rid of money from your mailbox up through.
Yeah, or it. Yeah, just straighten that out a little bit. It's kind of got a little berm and it's nicked up.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying from that drain that's there, at the bottom by your mailbox.
Oh, no, you're talking about on the hill, Bullard Lane.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, it's like it's sinking or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
I may have dug in a little bit with the wing air.
Well, it gets soft. I think it gets kind of soft over there.
And I didn't get a hold of you, but that new truck is down.
Oh, no.
The bolt fell out of the PTO.
Yeah, that was...
The Viking was telling me it's a gray area. And so, but they took... I had Steve Bishop come down, and we got a list of the parts together. $6,800 just for the parts.
And they're not going to cover it?
Don't know yet. Maybe he had to go through his upper management. He didn't get... Broke the harmonic balancer. The bolt came out.
Yeah.
And, of course...
It's nothing we did.
No, they worked on it last.
Right.
So, that's on them. He says it's gray area, and I don't feel it is. So, I haven't argued with him about it or anything. So, he was going to take it up with management. I got to say, the salesman, I called him that Saturday when it happened.
Yeah.
And he called me right back.
Yeah. I'll ask for something.
The salesman did. Yeah. And he said, we're going to take care of it. But then he gave me to the shop manager, yeah. And then he was him and Han for a while, so I don't know.
All right.
So is it down there?
No, it's right in the shop, so.
Yeah.
Did you drive it or no?
Not really, no.
No
fan belts? No, I'm right. Just going to clean everything right off.
Right off the back.
Harmonic balancer?
Not the end of the crank.
You don't want to drive it anyway.
So they got to put a crank in it?
No, just a harmonic balancer.
Just balancer? Yep.
Probably that big in it.
Yeah.
No?
Is it small?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hanging up because they put the pump in that.
Yeah, that's right. Front-end pump.
For that pump that was in there that could burn out into there when you had troubles into there.
Exactly.
That's why it was, because they put that in that the pump that goes. Yeah, that's why. Yeah. And it, so it ties into that mine. So
somebody didn't put a Loctite on
there. Not exactly say that there.
There's no Loctite on
them. No, not a lock washer or anything. You know what I mean?
You don't want to use a lock washer.
Use it.
Tighten them up.
Yeah.
It's torque and Loctite.
Right. Yeah.
Use that blue Loctite. And you just, of course, they had the hardened 12-point bolts in them.
Yeah.
You torque them up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't ever see lock washers on a head bolt or something where you really want it to stay.
Yeah.
You don't do
lock washers. The thing is, a lot of times the lock washers they got you people break.
They just break and then you're done and it's loose, right?
I use regular lock nuts when I do stuff now.
Oh, the Nylocks?
Either the nylon or the metal ones.
Yeah, the ones that are a little bit squished.
Yeah, just dented on each side.
Yeah, it works good, too.
So is it accurate to say the Western Star truck is in the shop waiting for repair approval from the dealer?
No, I've ordered the parts. I'm waiting for parts.
Yeah, we had to move ahead with the repair because they can't operate with one truck.
I took in bought the parts that we needed to do right now to get it up and running, and then let them deal with the rest of it.
Right.
Negotiate. Mercy for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that helps us out. Something.
Right now, what I ordered for parts was about $2,800 worth of parts.
Yeah.
And I have the harmonic balancer, belt, and the shroud, plastic shroud for around the fan.
Yeah. Is that from them?
I bought it from Charles.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're holding off on the radiator to make sure, once we get it apart, to see if the radiator did get damaged. Right now, Steve thought he could see a little bit of antifreeze in there.
Yeah.
But until we get it all tore apart, we can't really see if it got damaged.
Well, I guess we'll wait and find out.
Yeah.
All you do.
And we're still plowing the thing.
Well, it's April 8th and it's snowing hard. Can't take care of
it. Mud season has not been bad. We've been grading. Ryan, I guess he's been grading, and then like the other day, he graded in the morning. I come at 1:30 and I took over at 1:30.
But it's been like thaw and freeze and thaw. Yeah. It's coming out kind of slow, which is good. But
I think the snow that we had this year is so light. It wasn't really. There weren't a lot of water in it. And so it didn't, the sides of the roads aren't frozen.
Well, the other thing, they never froze either, unless you know what I mean, the town a little bit into the mountain, but it just didn't go.
It didn't drive the frost through the center of the earth.
Like it might be in the road, but the sides of the road drained, so the water's running out.
It
looks like the water's running out.
That's good. All right. Well, ratify additions and deletions. There aren't any, so I guess we can move on. Grant update discussion, Milfoil Lake grants.
I've had some communication with Colleen recently. She is not overly impressed with Ron the last several months. I know he's had some stuff going on. He started working for Hyde Park again. He's had his own issues and hasn't had a lot of time to commit to us. So I don't know a lot about the grants. Apparently there was some errors in his paperwork. We did still get the money and everything, so hopefully we're fine. She's a little concerned if we get audited, there may be some issues. But she is asking, she wants to basically do the grants with my help as far as what I give to Ron, reports and numbers and stuff like that, invoices. I think she's doing a lot of it now and then just giving it to him to go over.
Oh, yeah.
We would need to still submit everything. I wouldn't say that I'm 100% comfortable with eliminating him altogether. I probably would be comfortable with her doing the legwork and having him review it before submittal.
Okay.
That if that's okay with you. I don't have enough knowledge.
Yeah, you have more eyes on it.
Yes.
And like I said, we don't. She's already a little nervous about audited, and we don't certainly don't want to have that and end up being in a mess with that.
Right. Well, she's
because not really a town employee.
Right. So he looks it over and says,
the grant's going to check
it off.
Right. Not really an employee.
Right. That would make me probably more comfortable because I don't know what I'm looking for.
Yeah, Texas gives us another thing and then it knows more about it in there and goes that route.
And I can still, part of it was the timing. She was concerned that it was very last minute for some stuff to be submitted. So she would like us, between me and her, to submit it. If he can review it, I'm okay with submitting it. Okay. I'm just not 100% okay with being the one to review it because I don't know what I'm looking at.
Okay. Sounds reasonable. Yep.
That work for you guys?
Works for us.
I think that was pretty much it for the milfoil. We did just get a check for $25,000 for the new pick, which was the actual, and not the greater program, but the other grant. So we've been reimbursed for both of those.
Perfect.
And that's all I have.
And you got the money for G1.
Oh.
I got the $122,200 from
G1. Nice, thank you. You guys been cracking your whip down there. Okay, town clerk's office edition. Got that done yet? No.
You're looking good.
No.
No, I had too many.
Oh, understood. So. Please.
When we get a chance and we aren't got so much, we don't spend a little time. We just need to look and see in there because I sat down and spent a couple, when I had a little more time, a couple Sunday afternoons and I went over the list and stuff and everything and to see if we could do it without all of this other. So I did a takeoff on the material list and everything in here other than the floor because I guess we'll probably end up having to go with TGIs because
of the weight.
Because of the 100 pounds per thing in there. You have to engineer to see if you could do 2x12s foot on center and a carrying beam in the middle end of there because they'll have to do a formula on there, and I don't know how to do that to see what the formula would be. Right. If we put
the TGIs, will tell you.
So it's like 16 on center, go 12 on center.
Yeah. And save this without going in there, but I don't know what the comparison in there. I just did do, I'm quoting out a pressure treated deck job, and boy, the material's starting to go, pressure treated starting to go up. So I don't know where we are in there. So I did have the material list all in there, and I had sent it over to Dave, but I didn't have him do anything. I didn't want him to waste the time until we have a chance to talk, because I don't know how you guys feel and what you want to do with it. So it's no sense him wasting his time and go with it onto there. Mark hasn't got back to me yet, but he's supposed to be looking at a number, a person that he deals with at the state for the efficiency stuff in there. So he was supposed to give me one of the he deals with down there, so I could cut through the red tape and maybe go right to a guy that might be able to help out to see if.
So are they recommendations or are they?
Well, yeah, and see what we have to do in here because now in here because somebody had thrown out in here. Well, if you're borrowing money and now we're not borrowing money,
right.
It's a thing in here. And what's mandating it into there if we want to build it when we got this? I need to get somebody to talk to. So I'm still. That I'm hoping I can get a chance to do and talk to me, the guy, because telling that we have, that you guys have been up and did a study on this for us and felt it was pretty comfortable that we didn't have to do much more, even insulating
this
there.
This existing,
it was built, would you say, 70s?
Yeah, it was built in the 70s, yeah. Earlier.
That's where I was at with that in there, because I think if we put a carrying beam down the middle, we all agreed that didn't make a difference. We had to put posts down there.
Post
in there, because you'll be able to clear span with the truss joists or TGIs, whatever they decide to go through across.
Yeah, we don't need that. We don't need it.
It's into there. So I did talk to him about that and said that he'd have to send that out to an engineer to see what it was going to be into there. And we had
both the TGIs come with a. They tell you what they're all.
Well, but somebody, the engineer uses like trusses. They go, they send them out. They send you a spec. Use the spec sheet. You'll get it on. Man. So when we get the spec sheet, they may give you bracing, so you may have to go this way, so that to get your load bearing, if they go, so they give you a spec sheet. And everything in there, on that part in there. And we had talked about it, but I wasn't sure if you decided that if the ceiling needed to be even across in there. To me, I didn't care, but to bring the new roof up 6 inches and go that route with it. You know, so I didn't want to make all the decisions. You know, we need to talk it all over. That's all. And before I go and ask him to do it.
Having our interview, maybe we could talk a little bit about that.
And that's fine. Like I said, if that's the case,
then it won't take long. Yeah. We'll have another hour.
I was looking at that. If you use regular 2x8, you double the shoe, you double the top plate in here. That's going to give you the 6 inches.
That's going to give you the height. Yeah.
Height that you want, and you're not. I'm going to have to cut or waste anything. You just got to put more double plate it. Triple plate the top. It's my thought.
Yeah.
I just wanted to run it by you guys, and then that gives you this roof, and then you flat wall flashing and go from there.
So as we figure out when these folks need to come for these interviews, they don't take very long. Maybe we can, put an hour in there to kind of wade through some of this stuff.
And I'll bring, I have the sheet that they have in there that I had sent off, and I'll just go over what my thoughts were on it for you, if that's what you want. And you guys can decide. I just didn't want to have him price out stuff, and then it's not what we're looking for. And I'll try to get on to Mark. I see him today, too, but look at another project. But I'll see if I can get hold of him and ask him if he can give me a number. Cool. Somebody to call.
All right, so I assume that when we decide we're going to have this interview meeting, that we have to warn that and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So
the only thing is we don't take the interviews.
Right.
You have to warn it, open the meeting, go into executive session
with each one.
But in the warning.
If that's the only thing you're doing, I'll say what we're doing, and that will be going into executive session.
Yeah.
But then right after the executive session, we're going to spend an hour
discussing
the Eden Town Clerk Office addition plans
before or after, depending on the time they're coming in.
Before or after, so that we're legal with the notifications at the store and all that shit. I don't know. I don't want to break any laws here. Cool. Other business. Camp Road survey meeting.
I did reach out to Matt. He said he's fairly flexible, although obviously he has a very strange schedule sometimes. So basically, I think he wants you to fill out a day, and he'll try to work around it.
We're probably after green up day for that too, so we have some.
Well, we want enough time so we can mail out everybody a letter, because we haven't mailed those yet until we have the date.
We want to know the date. So what do you think? What's your, you want to do it on a regular meeting night and, not schedule a lot of other stuff? Thank you.
Yeah, I'll try to make another one at 5 o'clock, that's all. We want to go if we're going to have a meeting, then we can go. I don't want to, because we're going to take a little time up there because we're first going to do just the interview here, right? Is that what we're doing?
I think we're just going to have the conversation here.
Is that what
here.
Your plans are? I guess we're doing a meeting here first before we go up there, right?
Yeah.
Anybody's here? Is that, I'm asking, is that,
yep.
is that
but you're not doing it, are you doing it all in the same day? Or you're going to have a meeting and then later we'll schedule time to go up there?
Yeah, I don't know, that's what I was asking. I thought we were going to wanted to have an interview, and then we're going to go to each one that had questions to look at their property and go up.
Yeah.
Is that?
That's fine with me. I'm
asking you. Yeah, yeah. I'm asking somebody what they
I don't think that's a bad idea. You say, okay, at this, and we just do it on a regular meeting night, maybe a 5 o'clock deal, with this thing to follow. Anybody wants to discuss it.
And we got a 10 minute. If we got quite a few, it's going to be 10 minutes. You got 10 minutes to we'll discuss it, and then so we can start at 6.
Yeah.
You know, right?
Oh, you need your stamp?
Yeah.
Well, I don't care how you do it. I'm just asking.
No, that's a good idea, because then if we can answer all the questions sitting here, we don't have to go up there.
I'm just asking you how you plan on doing it, because it's like we can all figure out what time we got to be here.
We'll let the citizens decide if we need to go up there and...
Yeah, if there's 3 people or 0 or all, there's 8 people or whatever they live on there, they all come. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So what's
today's 8/15/22, we're going to have a meeting again, April 22nd, right? So do you want to have them come here that night at 5?
On April 22nd?
I don't care. I mean, I'm just looking at the calendar going, do it whenever.
If you want to try to do it at 6 or 5 again?
Well, you know, if we didn't have a whole bunch of other stuff, we probably could have it at 6 and still get through that.
That's fine, I guess. I'll try to make it. That's the next week. I'll just schedule it.
The next one after that's going
to be... Well, no, the sooner the later, better. We get going on that because, as Rick said, we got to start checking some of these bigger things off the list because we kind of get to them and our intentions are good and then they never end up. I mean, look where we are with the sports thing. We try our best and then, you know...
I want to get the sports committee... I know they're not doing the baseball, but let's get it done.
Get it done.
And then they can get on with the people in the committee, and whoever gets on there can do whatever they want. And then, like I said, we keep going on to this. And, you know, we're looking now probably spring before that, but we got to get a plan or something that we get to do. And it's just every time we try, we go backwards.
You know, if you can get the thing going, you might be able to get the shell up.
Yeah.
This summer, and then during the winter, you could get it. Somebody give somebody a good job to work on in the winter to finish everything.
Yeah. I look at this in here, and I keep saying in the year that the thing about it is they could have that whole thing all done over in there. I think could have that thing done and ready into there, and then they cut the hole over here and move that over. They wouldn't disrupt them that much, and that would probably work the best. Then you wouldn't disrupt everything into there. Because as soon as they cut the hole, then you have to listen to that and all this in here.
All right, so when do you want to have the
Camp Road powwow? April 22nd at 5?
Yeah, I'll make it whatever.
I got to confirm with Matt first anyway, so I'll have to get back to you. And are you saying you're going to just meet here, not up there?
Yes.
Just here.
Do you need to have samples of the kind of steaks that they're... talking about in order to be able to present them to your
residents? As we have a big map and maybe photos of, we already have some photos of.
Is she talking about the markers?
No, we already have photos of those markers somewhere. I remember looking at them.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't care
where we go. I just want to know what we're doing. It's all in here.
What?
The letters.
Oh, well, I got to confirm on that first, but yeah, as soon as he says yes, they need to go out because we don't have a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we can move that to the 22.
Well, I don't think we should keep moving.
She's going to email Matt. We'll see what he says.
We'll see what Matt says.
If he can give him, that gives him a couple weeks, right, to be able to figure out.
Yeah.
The big tip from tonight, it's 2 weeks from tonight. And then if he can come, then we can go. And then
we've got to get a letter out to all those residents, too.
So.
It gives you 2 weeks to do that. And then how long do you need to post your thing with the warning?
24 hours.
Okay.
48.
Unless it's emergency. Special meeting. 48. Emergency.
As soon as
24
a
day.
Emergency is as soon as you possibly can, but there's no specific, yes.
Special
is 24.
Yeah.
Regular is 48.
And then at that time, we'll know when we have our packet on how many, or we'll know. What are you going to give them a certain cutoff date to respond back?
I'm going to give them whatever you tell me to add into this letter.
Well, I'm full of questions here, but I'm getting statements in here.
It's up to you. Tell me what you want, and I'll put it on here.
I work in town, so I can make everything work. I'm trying to make it whatever's convenient for you guys.
Yeah.
So
I make it work.
So a letter, all the letter's got to say is, you're warned, here's the meeting, you're coming, you know, and all the details about what we're going to talk about. Yeah. And then they come show up.
Show up or you don't.
So if 100 of them show up, I don't know, we'll be out in the parking lot or something. But
are there even 100 people that live on that road?
Well, you might have other people from that town.
Yeah. Oh, we had a meet down there on the veranda.
Yeah, we had it before, yeah. There's a lot of people. Just bring your chairs. Bring your lawn chairs.
Yeah. Be prepared to wait in line.
We done green up?
The T-Mobile
I'm falling down on my thing. You done green up? Other? Anybody got any others?
I have that letter. Do you guys see it?
Oh, no. What is it?
For Tracy?
Oh, yeah. I did not see that.
I got it.
He just my wife helped me this morning.
And I just typed it up on the letterhead today.
I see.
That was Ricky's mom.
Yeah. Did she take it? You never heard anymore? They took care of it all?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know if you'd heard any more back or anything. Nope, just said, so it must have been all taken care of.
That last summer, you mean?
Yeah.
No, I've never heard a thing. Yeah. They called me, asked me questions on it.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I didn't hear anything, so I figured it all.
Yeah.
I should have printed more than one copy.
Of that?
Of the Tracy's letter.
Can I pass that out? Sure. Is that the one I have?
Oh, is that the one for the Camp Road thing?
Yes. They've already read it, right?
I mean, I wrote it, I don't know, a month ago.
I read this. You gave it to us a while back.
Oh, I did? Okay, yeah. So it's ready to go, maybe? You just have to tell them.
I think we were just waiting on a date.
Oh, okay. All right,
here I am. I would like to make one change.
Okay. It's too late.
I need to say permanent somewhere. Permanent structures.
Permanent existing structures.
In other words, if you've got a fence.
Okay.
That's
not permanent.
That's not permanent. We're talking about houses, garages.
Okay.
Decks.
Okay.
Things with foundations, right? Okay. I don't, and permanent is the only way I know. But that has to be in there because if we don't, somebody's going to plant something out there in the wrong place, right? And we're telling them, we're not going to ask them to move that. Well, that's not true. If you have a non-permanent thing, a car, an orange cone, something that sits on the ground, not buried in the,
you got permanent in there.
Does it?
Yeah. It doesn't. No, it's not where Tim's talking.
I can put it in another place.
It's not in the bottom.
Existing.
Well, that paragraph.
All the highlights.
Yeah. But he's got right here all existing permanent structures identified in the survey.
And I want permanent here.
Okay.
Right? Just to nail that down. Just because of the players that we have in the game.
Right.
Totally fine.
If it was a whole road full of reasonable people, we wouldn't have to do this.
There's a lot of things you'd have to, wouldn't have to do if they were reasonable people. Oops.
Melissa, when we did Griggs Road last year, that was all done with MRGP money. We did that grant up there, right? In the budget status report, it doesn't look like we spent any money out of the town share of the MRGP. I thought thought we spent like $50,000. I know we got some of the VAG funds for the culvert by Peatman's.
I know last year there was a confusion with MRGP, but I thought they charged it off right this year.
I don't know. Maybe the other share came from something else. I don't know where. We did actually very well. We have quite a bit of funds left for the next couple months.
Is there stuff charged off to MRGP under highway? Did you notice?
There's some to it, but not a. I think like we put 14,000. I think we only spent like a couple thousand. I didn't bring mine with me. I was gonna bring it with me and I forgot it. We can go over it tomorrow.
I'll
go over it sometime.
All right, let's have a note.
Grant, the total spent that we submitted for was 5,805. 15,000 in labor, 15 in materials.
Yeah.
Do we have a match?
I'm looking.
Did we get all 18 or just
we got
18, right?
15.5.
So the rest of it, then we had our MRGP funds that we put into the budget for.
So probably just a wild guess, I may have charged it all into the grant side and not under yours.
Oh, okay.
So I'll look tomorrow.
Okay.
I may have done that wrong.
No, I was just wondering.
Some of them are still confusing to me.
Do you like it?
I do.
Okay. I'll make a motion to go ahead and sign the letter. I don't know. Do we need a motion to sign the letter to send it to you?
No.
No, I don't think so. It's not a binding
contract. Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah, I just want this one permit. All right. This is a statement of public good.
I didn't think you wanted a copy of that.
Somebody wasted probably $10,000 or $12,000 filling that out to send it to us. It's a FYI. We're not doing anything. It's just.
It's for a cell tower on North Road, which is already existing, so I'm not really sure because I didn't read it, but
yeah.
I don't know if it's a different company or something I have to do every so often.
They may be hanging another transmitter off it for another different company or something. I don't know.
It's there if you'd like to read it.
Yeah. This is what's wrong with the whole world here. This. Mm-hmm.
We just get to the wait. I think Butch just needs to sign it.
Yeah, I think
so. Oh, I forgot to mention. Was wondering about lining up for the brush hogging like we did last year.
Oh, yeah.
The excavator.
Yeah.
The sweeper.
Yeah.
And then also truck number 2, the 2018. Remember we talked about, I got a quote for same last thing.
Oh, yeah, the body. We were going to do that.
We're going to do this spring.
Yeah.
So I just want to make sure we're still on board with all that stuff.
Yeah.
Did you end up being happy with the sweeper guy you used last year or no?
Yeah, they took care of it. Just when they give me the quote this year, I'm going to have to make sure they put everything in writing.
Yeah, so you don't have to go back and forth.
Yeah, so.
Well, we didn't have extra parts. Yeah.
Yeah, because they didn't charge us. Well, they charged us for it. We didn't pay it. But then the salesman straightened it out at $17,000.
Oh, you're talking about the brush hog and stuff?
The extra charge on the sweeper,
yeah.
Yeah.
The sweeper.
The sweeper was from them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, because remember they was going to charge us for
for the.
So the thing in there, and it was the same thing we need to clarify too on your brush hog thing. Remember, the blades and stuff. We need to clarify that he's gonna charge us that they need a brand new set that's on there because we figured that we got some that were used. We thought there, and then he charged us for another. Right.
The sweeper, they brought it up and we used it a couple days and we ended up having to. They came up on a Saturday. Changed it. They charged us mileage,
right,
service fee to change them, and for the bristles.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
So, John Rick, this is an FYI about a cell tower up on North Road.
Are they putting one up there?
Public good.
It's already up there.
I think they're just gonna hang it. I didn't read it.
T-Mobile is hanging.
T-Mobile's gonna have.
That must be yours.
Rent space on the same tower.
Yeah. Or did she give us a copy?
She gave us.
Okay. No, we didn't take that. Yeah.
I don't know. This is all everything signed. We're okay with this letter with the one ad permanent.
Yep.
Okay. Good. What? And all you gotta do is add to it the assign the date for it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Perfect. You all set with everything else?
I think I am.
I'll make a motion to adjourn. I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it.